And we're back with the O&A show. I have Kid Chris on the line, Anthony.
Oh, yeah?
He's from KXOA.
Right.
KXOA. KXOA.
Yeah, they want you to emphasize the X.
One of the stations we're on in Sacramento, California. And he emailed me this OJ prank call tape. It's hilarious. Let's get him on the line. Kid Chris. Hey, Kid.
What's up? O to the is A.
Do you like being called Kid or Kid Chris?
Nah, it doesn't matter. You just call me Chris, Kid, whatever.
He's also friends with our buddy Scorch, Anthony.
Scorch, King of Iniquities, totally nude radio. Hey, douche your dressing.
And I worked with Scorch for a long ass time up in Syracuse.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a funny story about Scorch, actually. He was like the PD for a while, you know?
Yeah.
And I was on in the morning at the time.
Wait, wait, slow down. He was the PD up there in Syracuse for a while?
For a little while, yeah.
PD, on a PD.
Imagine him, he used to, you know, he'd sit down the jocks and tell them what to do and what not to do.
Oh, wow. You're making Ben lose his mind. Ben loves Scorch. Loves Scorch stories.
Oh, no, here's a funny Scorch story. He was, I was working in the morning at the time. And we're on the radio talking about how he's the, you know, the boss and all that stuff and how he's giving us a hard time. And he had the windows on his Jeep slash because of that.
Really?
Yeah, somebody whacked his Jeep.
Nice. So, Kid, you're on after us in Sacramento?
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock.
Right on. What's the buzz out there in Sacramento?
Man, you know, I'll tell you, I the station is huge. I mean, I think. It's the hottest one in town because this is the way radio right now, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and when all this stuff's going down, like last week with the terrorist attacks and stuff, we're, you know, this station's the only one being real, you know? Everybody else is playing their music and their top 8 at 8 and all that crap. And nobody's, you know.
Getting the lead out.
Yeah.
Mandatory Metallica.
Yeah, just the, you know, the phoniness, pretending like nothing's happening, you know?
We had a bunch of stations in New York do exactly that, and we're not even 2 miles from the disaster area.
Yeah, it's sickening.
So you emailed me about an OJ prank call tape.
Yeah, I did this a while ago. We got, you know, it pays when you're in radio. It pays when you got people that have regular jobs, you know, the real jobs.
Yeah.
Listening, because like a guy that worked for one of the cell phone companies looked up OJ's cell phone number on his in his database or whatever and got me the number.
Oh,
years ago,
you're bringing back a memory. Ant and I, the exact same thing happened to us when we were up in Boston. We can't name who it was. We had one of the Boston Celtics cell phone. No, what was it? Pager?
His messaging service.
His messaging service. And we got the codes. We got to check out everyone calling this superstar.
You were listening to his messages?
Dude, the only thing we did to prepare for our show in Boston, we'll admit it now, we would spend, what, Anthony, a half hour every day going through all the messages. Real estate agents trying to find a house for this guy.
Hey, baby, I hear you're going to be in.
Well, I'm heading to that. So you had the real estate agencies trying to find a house. You had the car dealers going, hey. One car dealer was pissed off because the guy did not return the car. It was like 3 months overdue.
Right.
Man.
Then you had a gaming company saying, hey, we're working on a blah, blah game with, you know.
His coach called him.
With PlayStation. Too. We got, the coach is calling him.
Did girls leave their numbers on there?
That's the
90% of it was chicks.
Chicks from all over America.
All over the country.
There's booties in every city.
And they all thought they were the one. It was hilarious.
So did you call
you
the girls?
Be in Los Angeles this week. Why don't you give me a call?
You had girls calling from every city.
Did you call the girls at all?
We didn't make any calls.
No, because we didn't want to mess it up. We had this number for months, and we just figured
who was it?
If we effed with it too much, we would screw ourselves.
Who was it?
And we can't say. He's still up there, man.
So? It's not like we did anything with it.
What's the matter, though? What was that?
It was Walker.
What? I didn't say nothing.
Hey, Twan.
So drunk girls calling from all over America in the middle of, like, clubs and stuff. And then you get the ones that are really pissed off because they thought they were the only one.
Right.
Oh, man. It was some of the best stuff, and we couldn't put any of it on the radio.
I know. Doesn't that suck?
We would have got screwed.
I know, but that sucks. It's kind of like one of those things where you think it over. How can I get away with this? How can I do this?
I thought you were special. I thought you were special. I thought you were a real man.
Yeah. You're nothing but a little boy.
You're nothing but, you're telling a guy making millions upon millions of dollars that he's a little boy.
Yeah.
Like he cares.
That's great.
Then he had his homies calling. It was, oh.
Any dirt?
God,
did you get any
great.
Dirt?
No, well, just the women that, you know. That,
oh, we wanted to hear, you know, something big.
Was he married or anything?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got your stuff. You know, something
yeah,
like that.
Right.
Right.
Never heard
no,
that.
No, we never heard any of that stuff, but it was great to hear these women, man. Anyway, so this guy gave you OJ's cell phone number?
Yeah, he came up to me at one of my bar remotes and gave me the number, and... he didn't tell me what it was at first, so I went home and called it, like, on a Sunday morning, and he kept answering the phone. I'm sitting here, I kept calling him, and I couldn't recognize the voice. And he's all like, hello, who is this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, who are you? And then, like, the next day he called me and told me who it was, and then we started this thing on the air. We called every hour for, like, a week straight, and we had people guess how long before he would disconnect the number.
Now, that's a good bit, my friend. That's,
yeah, and, so,
that's much better than doucher dressing.
Scorch comes up with some good stuff. I wish, like, he wouldn't go on the radio. I wish he'd just email me the ideas.
Doucher dressing. Doucher dressing.
So you called OJ. I mean, just hysterical
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the montage there is, like, my favorite. I have other ones, too, I'll send you guys, too.
Really?
We are huge OJ fans.
Oh, who isn't?
I mean, any time, Chris, that OJ's in the news, don't you just go, oh, God, I got to read every word
exactly.
of the article. I love
so
it.
Stupid. And,
yeah.
and he's such a phony, too, because he phony laughs everything off, and you'll hear that in the
oh,
the
yeah. Phony laughs stuff off. We love it, though. We love reading in the paper. My favorite post-murder article about OJ has to be when he was breaking into his girlfriend's house to steal the audio tapes on the answering machine
because
he left threatening messages.
It's like, hi, you bitch, I'm going to slit your throat if you... Uh-oh. Okay. Look, I'm going to break into your house, but please don't call the police.
Or the 911 tapes.
Those are classic.
Yeah, where he's throwing that other dude under the bus.
He sold out Pedro Guerrero.
No, she's with Pedro Guerrero. He was caught with a kilo of cocaine.
Do we have the P-E-D.
Do we have the Pedro Guerrero one?
Sold him down the river, man. He has a guy that killed two people, and he's worried about Pedro Guerrero.
Yeah.
Our OJ prank call tape thing is hilarious. If we can find the short version, we'll play it today.
And then when OJ called up 911, he's telling her about how the girlfriend took off, and the 911 goes, are there any weapons or anything? He goes, No. Not this time.
No.
He is killer, man. Literally and figuratively.
So Kid Chris from KXOA out there in Sacramento, he gave us the montage.
Yeah.
It's about almost 2 minutes long, and it's really, we were laughing so hard, we played it about 10 times in the back.
It's you calling OJ, and it's really funny, man. Check
all right,
it out.
Let's check this out.
Yeah.
Oh, Juice?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Who's this?
This is AC. Let's go kill somebody tonight.
Hi.
Juice?
Yeah, hello.
OJ.
Who's this?
It's Al Michaels. My wife's been acting like a real bitch. I was wondering if you could help me kill her. What do you say, champ?
Do I know you? Hey!
Juice, it's Chris Rock! It's me, Chris Rock, Juice! What do you say you and I go kill the Spice Girls? Juice, every time I call you, I always be laughing.
Hello?
Juice, you're late. We're supposed to go out and kill people tonight. What's going on?
I really can't talk. I'm at dinner with a bunch of people, and I have no idea who you are.
I'm the real killer, OJ. Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Juice.
Yeah?
Juice, what's up?
Who is this?
It's Dan Dierdorf. You want to go
throw the ball around, you know, have some beers, maybe kill somebody.
Yeah.
Hi, OJ, it's Cato. Well, I want to go pick up some young girls and kill them. We can hold them underwater or something.
Gotta go.
Can I move in with you?
Hello?
Hi, OJ.
Hey.
Hey, it's Marcus Allen. Want to go get some bitches and kill them?
God. And there you have it. Kid Chris, that's hilarious.
Oh, that is so funny.
Chris,
you want to go get some girls and kill them?
Bravo, Chris.
Thanks, bro.
And you, I know exactly what you're talking about that fake OJ laugh.
Yeah. you got me, guys.
He's laughing. Oh, I killed two people and I'm out.
You're next, Cracker Boy.
Yeah.
You better not have no caller ID, man.
OJ, yeah,
come and get you.
Man, you made our day with that.
Yeah,
very
Chris,
good.
Thank
man.
You.
Good. Thank you, bro.
We're getting requests to put that on our website. Is that cool?
Yeah, I mean, those are ancient. I got those, too, if anybody... I mean, I got others I'll send you, too. I've got, we would bring girls in the studio, you know, because he loves the women.
Right.
Yeah.
And we would have girls call him and try to hook up with him and stuff, and then... And then, you know, at the end, he'd be all like, well, I can't right now. I got to go do it. And he'd be like, oh, please, I don't want you to get mad and kill me.
Well, Chris, any OJ-related stuff,
always welcome.
Yes.
All right.
We'll put that clip on our website, foundrymusic.com. We'll give you the plug and stuff.
Cool, bro.
Do you have an email address or something we can put on there?
Yeah, well, kidchris@AOL.com.
Look at you. You got the kidchris@AOL.com.
Word. Nice. Two D's, extra D for dollars.
Someone else out there has kidchris583 because you have the original one.
Yeah, well, good.
All right. Cool. We'll put it on the website and we'll put your email and all that.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, kid.
All right, see ya.
Kid Chris from KXOA. He's on after us in Sacramento. That's funny stuff.
That is funny.
We'll put that on foundrymusic.com, FOUNDRY music.com. Is it up there ready?
Yo, right juice. Now. Yo, juice. I love that. Yeah, who is this? Should I go kill some chicks? I gotta go. I'm having dinner with people I plan on killing later. Could you not call me?
Steve already put it up there.
Oh, great. So check it out on Foundry
Music. It gets funnier the more you hear it.
Yeah.
We heard it at least 10 times.
Great.
We had the OJ 911 crank call bit.
Yeah.
All right, we'll play this as we go to break. We'll be back. Is OJ putting out a prank call tape? Is that what's going on here?
The best of OJ.
Right.
I call 911 around the country. Get my 911 comedy tape. OJ calls 911.
Hello, 911?
911 operator.
Is your refrigerator running now?
Yes, it is.
Well, you better catch it. 911?
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, do you have Prince Albert in a can?
What do you mean?
Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Yes, we do.
Well, you better let him out before he suffocates. Comedy tape. Order yours now.
He's a man.
Hello, is this 911?
Yes.
Do you have 10-pound balls?
Yes, we do.
How do you walk? You just get the best of OJ Simpson. I gotta go now. I gotta find her.
He's all concerned. Man, is he bored, huh?
Oh, man.
I was hoping he would do the famous butt plug prank call.
Hello, 911?
Yes.
I'm looking for Michael Hunt. Is he there? He goes by the name of Mike. Laugh along with your favorite murderer, OJ. 911?
Yes?
Butt plug.
Bug box?
Butt plug.
What are you looking for?
Butt plug. Butt plug. Don't make me cut your throat, mother...
Does OJ do any, like, character voices on his prank call tape? Kind of like the Jerky Boys?
I'll come down there with my toolbox. I'll bash your head in with a ratchet or a knife. I'm OJ. Oops, I just cut myself on a piece of foam rubber. I better fly to Chicago.
Oh, man.
That's the OJ Simpson 911 comedy tape. Order yours now.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW. Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Stark and Patty, yeah.
Hey, how are
you? Oh, here's one that was down there.
Yes, I was there.
The new hairless, nippled Stalker Patty.
I'm still not done yet. I got two more points to go.
Hey, Patty. One of our faithful listeners gave us Zoloft last night.
Gave us a big, like, starter package of Zoloft.
This is a true story.
Now, I don't know what Zoloft is.
Patty, I take it to keep from killing y'all.
Patty, I know you want to be close to the show and stuff. If you come down here right now and take some Zoloft...
Opie, we cannot dispense prescription medicine on this show.
I don't take any kind
of... We want to give the Zoloft to someone to see what it does to a person.
Yeah. No,
would you be willing to come down and OD on Zoloft?
No.
I don't think we could dispense narcotics.
On I'm on the Zoloft thing, right? But I'm on that to keep me from killing y'all.
No.
Thank God for the Zoloft.
So you will not come down here and take some Zoloft?
No, I won't. Because that would hurt my body.
Well, your body's hurting.
Things
pretty hurting already.
What do you mean by that?
Would you be able? Would you actually accept Opie as your first love, your first lover, your first F?
Now you're talking nonsense. Okay.
She didn't say no.
No, I wouldn't.
Why not? Don't you like his personality?
Oh, I love you both. I really do.
Don't you,
but not in that way.
Wouldn't you like to have him take away that blessed virginity
of
yours?
Cut it out!
I would rather meet somebody who's unattached and, you know, somebody that I care about very much, you know, like in the future. Someday that will happen.
In the future. Talking about the Jetsons' future.
Patty, you're 45. You've never made out with a guy. What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for to meet the right person. I've never had that opportunity.
Most girls
you got to understand my background, too. I come from a very...
Oh, you like it in the keister?
No. I thought that's what you meant by background. I come from a church background. And I've been sort of like, in the 80s when I graduated college, I was... at work a lot, and I kind of isolated myself, so I didn't get much of a social life either.
A church background, and so you're into young boys?
Were you molested by a priest or a nun?
No.
No.
It's just that I was living among people that would make you feel like when you were young that the Lord would strike you dead.
Oh,
or
God.
Well,
like
Patty,
that,
Patty, he will.
So it's like you never have the opportunity to actually socialize.
Anthony, I got to read one of Rick's lines.
Okay.
Her unpopped, rotten cherry that looks like a removed tonsil.
What?
Oh, God, that's horrible.
What?
You know something, Patty? Most girls save their virginity because it is such a precious gift to the man. But at your age now, it's going to be like giving away, I don't know, a 72 Buick. You know what I mean? It's not that precious a gift anymore. You know, and the longer you wait, the less precious it gets. People would rather have a McDonald's apple pie.
Well, Anthony, that moment will come, I'm sure, with the right person, a special person.
I don't think so.
Can we get you a banging?
You just got to let loose, because I don't think you're going to find the guy that you're looking for the way you're looking. You have no social life, so you don't really mingle and meet people that you might come across this dream guy.
I know I get intimidated when I go into places like a bar. I've gone in to use the restroom and come out, but I don't drink, or anything.
Yeah,
so
that helps.
Especially
for the guy.
I don't drink for medical reasons.
To be on drugs.
I don't know why you gotta be so mean. Because I don't do anything to...
Usually when I'm mean to someone, they get the hint and they leave me alone.
No, it's attention that you're giving her. When you're mean,
yeah.
It's just attention. Doesn't matter. Good attention, bad attention. You're giving her attention.
Oh.
And she takes that as some type of relationship.
Hello?
That you two have.
Hello?
Right,
I don't
Patty?
Think that's right.
I do.
No.
Shut up, bitch! That's funny!
No, I don't think I'm that type of a person.
Dave, what's up?
Dude, how you doing?
Hey.
Listen, yo, she's really like a virgin or something like that.
Yeah.
And she's like 45 years old. You know, like when you're like 15 and you're going to go on your first date, you know, and you're a girl or something like that, and it happens, and there's, you know, like it's just a little bit of pressure and it pops, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I'm with you.
She's 45 years old, man. It's like rawhide now.
Right,
dude, you'll have to take a soy salt to that.
Patty, you got to dust off that peach and, you know, crack it open.
You ever watch the Discovery Channel when they have the mummies that they bring up and they're naked, you know? Because they're naked. And they pan down and you're like, oh, look at mummy genitals. Patty, do you have mummy genitals?
No.
Check to see if there's like an ancient Egyptian beer cap in there.
Hey, Patty.
What?
If we invite you down here, can we take a look at your peach?
No.
Go by, that's bad.
No.
Oh, my God. I want to see what's nastier, Sandy Kane's hemorrhoid-ridden ass or your peach.
No. I can't do that. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You got a lot of growth?
No.
No?
No.
Do you keep it nice and clean?
Yes, I do. I have very good hygiene.
Hygiene?
Yes.
Not very good jeans, very good hygiene.
And not hygiene, it's hygiene.
Hygiene.
That's the accent on the wrong syllable.
Is Gene your boyfriend?
What?
Hygiene. Hygiene.
What, do you scrub that thing?
Well, no more than anybody would in a shower.
Hey, Patty, does your cherry have fruit flies?
No.
That's horrible.
Hey, Patty, have you ever had an orgasm?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, I have the urges about 10 days after my monthly. That's about it.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
she's
my.
Got the urges 10 days.
Use it or lose it.
What does that even mean?
You get urges when?
About 10 days. You know what? Every woman gets that, though. That's normal.
I think they get urges more than once
a month. So these urges, do you take care of them manually, if you know what I mean?
They come and they go away, but...
It's got to miss you, you!
I don't know.
Patty.
Right.
What do you do when these urges come on?
They usually pass.
But don't you, like, take care of it?
Well, I don't talk about it.
Oh, my.
Do it. Do it! Come on. Come on. Kill me! I'm here! Kill me! I'm here! Kill me! Come on! Kill me! I'm here! Come on! Do it now! Kill me!
Even Arnold can't take this conversation.
Patty.
Yes?
You take care of your urges. How do you take care of your urges? I think this is going to be hot.
Yeah.
You know, that's not an easy subject for me to talk about.
What do you do?
My background.
What do you do to take care of those urges?
Trust me, no one is listening to this anymore.
Your game, the finger banging, old Mary Jane Rotten Crotch through her pretty pink panties are over.
So, Patty.
I'm just normal like everybody else.
Is it your hand? Do you do a little of what they call the diddle?
Do you diddle the, you know.
I'm embarrassed. You're really embarrassing me.
That's all right.
I hope you clean your fingernails afterwards.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, you just... Look, I'm very hygienic.
I hope you're not serving any Big Macs after that.
No.
Oh, God. I'm getting an urge, and I have to serve up some Big Mac.
Look at this. I got some special sauce in my panties.
Oh.
Shut up! Shut up!
So, Patty, the urge comes
got
on.
Milk. Got milk?
Patty.
Yeah, you like to
what?
Shut my ass!
What?
So the urges come on, what, 10 days after your little friend is arrived?
Yes.
All right. Oh, so you're laying all alone at home, and what happened?
Well, I don't know. What normal people do, I guess.
Oh, my God. Patty.
But I'm not.
Patty, let me tell you something right now.
What?
And trust me, I hate you. But if you take us through your masturbation habit here.
Yeah.
Not only will I buy...
I don't have a habit.
Not only will I buy you breakfast at the Brooklyn Diner, I will sit with you and enjoy your company.
Nice. So what do you do to
you
satisfy
urge?
These urges?
How do I do it?
Yeah.
Well,
let us throw it.
Fantasy, I guess.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
You know, I think of, like, maybe cute guys or something.
Do
you know?
I make you horny?
Or imagine that.
Don't even ask
somebody.
The question.
All right, all right. So you imagine cute guys.
And leave it at that, Ed.
Patty, can I just ask you one question?
Sure.
And be honest,
sure.
And be honest, because we're all friends here, Patty.
Okay.
I turned off your mic. No one could hear you, Anthony.
Patty?
Yes?
Have you ever, and be honest, we're just friends talking on the phone.
Yes?
Have you ever used Opie in any of these fantasies in any way, shape, or form? Be honest.
No, never. Because the minute let me tell you something. I was raised in an atmosphere like, you know, like through the church and everything to respect, you know, people who are in relationships and things. And, you know, if I have a crush on a guy and I know they're seeing somebody or with somebody, a significant other married, a wall comes down, a gate comes across, the boundary is drawn, I
holy
take a friendship
yes.
in a different direction. I fantasize about single guys.
Patty, so you can't even fantasize about somebody that isn't available in some way.
Patty, religion has F'd you up.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of
the
religion.
The stuff that goes through my mind when I'm alone, there's no barriers.
Wow.
Well, I do throw barriers only because of respect.
Oh, all right.
But it's a fantasy.
All right. Well, Anthony, thank you for asking that question. That's a big relief to me.
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, by the way, I want to announce that I am I'm getting married.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise Jesus.
Just to make sure there's no doubt in Patty's mind.
Opie, I respect everybody.
All right, Patty, so you get the urge.
Yes.
You're laying on that that flea infested mattress of yours.
It is not flea.
In that serial killer apartment of yours.
Can you see every painful detail of my muscular physique?
And what happens? You're laying there alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happens? Breakfast at the Brooklyn Diner, up for grabs.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What do I do?
Yeah.
Well?
Virgin.
Just like visualize, you know, like.
Okay, so you visualize, you get the fantasy in your head,
yeah.
Maybe you shut your eyes.
Right.
And then what happens there to satisfy the urge? Because you know where the urge is based around, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. It's a physical urge.
Right.
Pussy!
You know?
So what do you do to take care of that?
Well, I just, again, I visualize, like, maybe somebody like, an actor, a singer, or something I know.
And what are they doing in these fantasies that you have?
Name an actor that you have fantasized over.
Okay, a musician.
Which one?
I've had a crush on The Edge for like 15 years now.
The Edge from U2.
Yeah, I actually love the band, and I've had a crush on him for a long time because he's cute.
Hey, well, we got The Edge right here on the phone. Edge! What are you... Oh, my God. What happened? The Edge just shot himself. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Bono just took himself out, too, by association.
Patty?
Yes.
All right, so you're on your mattress, I assume, at this point?
Yeah.
Are you naked?
Be honest.
Well, I guess, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
You know, especially, you know, like, it's just, you know, it's just a fantasy. It isn't real, and that's what makes it safe.
Penises. Penises. You know? Butt sex. Yeah. Penises.
You're a filthy whore.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
You know, but don't... Hello?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't have a dirty mind or anything.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole.
So what are you,
Both men wanted to have sex with me.
What do you do? What do you think about? What do you imagine the Edge doing that satisfies some of these fantasies?
Making love to
you. Oh, well, making love to you.
Yeah.
So what type of, like, what's the move? Do you see him at a concert? He invites you backstage? What's the fantasy about?
Meet him like a regular person, and I envision going out with him and whatever, you know, but that's only a fantasy. It'll never happen.
Ever seen a grown man naked?
Does the Edge take you out for some ice cream?
Well, no, more like dinner and roses is more like it.
All right.
Anthony, through the magic of radio,
yeah,
we have entered Stalker Patty's fantasy mind.
Right. And I do believe we have audio of the Edge. All right.
I smell vermin poontang.
Oh, my God.
All right. So now you're with the Edge.
Yeah.
He's making love to you. Is it on your bed, the familiar surroundings? Is it a posh hotel?
Actually, I tend to take myself out of familiar surroundings and put myself in a hotel room, a neutral area.
All right, so you're in a hotel with the Edge. And then obviously you're not just all of a sudden naked and making love with the Edge from you, too. There's got to be some kind of a setup. So you're in the hotel. What happens? Because you don't drink or anything. You're talking. Does he start rubbing you? How does
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
No.
How does this pan out?
Well, it pans out.
What?
Oh, my face is red. You know, it's still like a little, you know, hugging and stuff
hugging,
like that.
Hugging, a little rubbing.
You know, whatever.
So do you then, like, grab his junk or something? What? How does the sexual part of this start up?
Well, I would let him take the lead.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Oh, and Anthony, with that, I do believe we have more audio from the Edge.
All right.
You're a little bitch. That's right, you're a bitch, and I'd bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you?
Wow.
You know, plus, you know, I read magazines like Cosmopolitan. And,
Cosmopolitan.
You know, I get a little insight into that, you know. I'm not into the romance-type stories, but I like reading about real-life situations.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I imagine some of those situations that I read about.
Anthony?
Yeah.
More audio from the Edge.
You look like 2 miles of bad road.
Is it true that, they wrote Sunday Bloody Sunday about you?
No, that was about a political situation in Ireland in 1971.
I thought it was a few days before your urges.
Oh, stop.
Okay. Well, you know, it's my mistake. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So now he makes the first move. What does he do to make this first sexual move toward you?
Essentially, we just go right into the bed. That's all.
All right, into the bed. Now you're rubbing each other and touching. And he's touching the, does he start now touching your naughty parts?
Well, not right away, you know.
No, I know, but we're up to that.
And one pathetic loser.
So now.
Yeah.
Now you're naked, you're in bed with the Edge.
Yeah.
And you're rubbing each other, and you're rubbing each other's little naughty parts. Since you've never had sex before, how do you imagine the act of having sex?
Very gentle and sweet.
But, I mean, how do you even know what would be done if you've never had sex before?
Wow.
Have you seen it in maybe some pornographic movies, Patty?
Actually, once in a while, I watch them just out of curiosity.
Oh, so you've seen the act, so you know what it would look like.
Yeah, well, I just... imitate my mind from the those things.
So what is it, what is your fantasy and your urges and your body feel like when the Edge plants one?
How does the Edge take you, Patty?
Yeah.
Does he take you from behind? Do you ride him?
Something tells me it's pure missionary.
You got that right.
Ah, Patty on the bottom.
Yeah.
The Edge on top, pulling right. That wool cap over his own face.
Because I'm going to tell you, some of the positions that I see pictured in Cosmopolitan magazine, I really don't think I could get into some.
Yeah, well, Patty, slow down.
Yeah, there are some wild positions in Cosmopolitan. Cosmopolitan. I don't understand how she bends over with that sweater on.
Pat, do you read those articles? How to satisfy your man.
No, I've seen some of the weirdest things with legs up on the table and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah, that's pretty wacky.
Yeah, that sucks when that happens.
So, all right, you're doing it with the Edge and your fantasy.
Missionary now, position.
Missionary position, and it's very nice and soft and sweet. Now, just the image in your head and the fantasy can't be enough to satisfy you. Your hands now start to roam a little bit, right?
Right. Well,
no, Patty, it's perfectly normal that people touch themselves. They get they get into that. It goes hand in hand with the fantasy. So what do? You start on your shoulders a little bit. Give us the rundown of what it's like.
Well, you know, it's rough, kissing me and stuff like that. And,
yeah, but what are you doing? What are you doing
with
your hands?
What are you doing while you're fantasizing this? Anthony, by the way, we have audio of The Edge.
The Edge, again, okay.
I'm in the middle of having sex with Stalker Patty and Patty's fantasy.
All right.
Georgia! It's Georgia! Wow, The Edge sounds a lot like Psycho Mark.
Well, no, I mean,
Wow, I didn't know we had audio of Patty.
Stick it in my mouth.
Patty, do you ever fantasize about that?
I can't imagine doing it. It's got to be yucky.
The Edge is standing there.
Wait, what's got to be yucky?
This one.
Stick it in my mouth.
She wouldn't imagine that.
That's not attractive to me at all.
Is the Edge into a
butt sex?
Any of that?
No.
Flipping you over or nothing?
Patty, we want to know if you're, petting the poodle at this point.
Yeah, now, Patty, let's get down to brass tacks here. Has your hand ventured below your waist during this fantasy? You're alone, you're at home, you're naked, you're fantasizing. Does your hand now go below your waist?
Well, like I said, I have a certain degree of modesty, but
we're all friends here. It does. It does.
Vagina.
Yes.
You do the three knuckle shuffle?
How many, Patty? Just give me a number, 1 through 5. How many? You know what I mean. How many?
Well, just what I've seen on TV, but
she'd be lucky to get.
I'm
the
a
pink.
Lady. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's not easy for me to talk about stuff like that because I am a lady.
Do you know something?
What?
We have single-handedly ruined you two for everyone listening out there.
I believe you two wrote this song with Stark and Patty and Molly.
Oh, you think so?
Yes. The sweetest thing.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, that's a hot.
Very good.
That's a hot story, Patty.
Yeah, but...
You know, and I think it's pretty freeing for you to be able to talk openly about your fantasies like that.
Yeah, but it's embarrassing.
You know, well, that's something you got to get out of because religion's really effed you up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony,
now we're having fun.
Anthony, know what's strange after hearing a story like this that a girl tells on our show? I usually have to run to the bathroom for little, you know what?
Yeah.
I can't find my junk.
Oh, he's a comedian.
Opie, I've made this announcement numerous times in a joking fashion, but I'd like to make it now in all seriousness.
Yeah.
I am completely gay. I have turned today completely homosexual.
Oh, I don't play it.
Chris on line 10, I wish someone would push Patty over the edge.
What do they mean by that?
A little play on words.
I'm not a bad person or anything.
Oh, no.
Patty, can I tell you something?
What?
Because I was brought up with religion as well.
Yeah.
Lady Queen of Martyrs. in Centerport, my church of worship.
Yeah.
Patty.
What?
Because you had those thoughts.
Yeah.
You are going to hell.
Yeah. Yeah, Patty, by the way,
you're very,
forgot to fill you in there.
You're a very dirty, naughty girl.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I just want everybody to get that scene in their head. Patty laying on her bed, naked, diddling to the edge.
The thing is, I'm a lady. I respect relationships. I value them.
Patty isn't going out with anyone?
Patty, let me let you in on a little secret. Ladies love to bang, too.
Yeah. What?
Ladies love to bang, too.
Yeah, with the people that they love.
Sometimes, sure. Sure.
Wow. That was pretty gross.
You know, but I would be very careful about being active because AIDS and everything else.
Yeah. You like that, don't you, bitch? Yeah, that's hot. You take it. You take it now.
Dirty girl.
You're a little bitch. That's right, you're a bitch, and I bet you'd like to suck it.
Well, dirty girl.
Ugly motherfucker.
Stay out the bushes.
Dirty girl.
Don't just stare at it, eat it.
Oh my God.
You're brutal.
Well, thanks, Patty, for that.
Yeah, Patty, that was.
For that hour of hot radio.
That is so lame.
Rich, what's up?
Yo, guys, man, you're killing me here. I'm trying to eat you, for God's sakes. I'd rather have Arnold Schwarzenegger fist me than listen to Parker Patty molesting herself on the bed. Jesus Christ, man.
To the edge. I love when the listeners get pissed off.
Mother McCree. I mean, I think the edge just cut his throat over there in England or wherever the hell he is.
All right, Patty.
Crap.
Do you go to confession still?
No, I haven't been to church in like 3 or 4 years.
So what's the point of saving it? Give it up. Give up the back door, something. Jesus Christ.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't want to do that with somebody unless they're very special.
Ah,
to
shut
me.
Up with that crap.
I just always hang out at backstage at the U2 shows. I'm a roadie. I just happen to be here.
Frank, what's up?
For the love of God, you two, shut her up. The thought of her diddling her Dust Bowl makes me want to stick my junk in a meat grinder. Not the electric kind, the old hand cranked.
Don't beat around the bush.
So I can, like, get the maximum pain so I can forget this vision that's in my freaking head. Turn it.
I think he was going into.
Turn it off.
Yes. Well, Patty, is it true that a baby fell into your most intimate and the town rallied to pull it out?
No.
Did it look like the mine shaft all boarded up with cobwebs and an old rail car? No?
No.
All right, I'm just wondering. All right, Patty.
Okay.
Opie, this just in, I'm checking out on MTV Music News. U2 is broken up, The Edge in hiding.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You people are horrible. If she ever had the big O, it would probably flow like curdled milk.
Don from East Meadow. Don, that's horrible.
Turn it off. Turn it off! Turn it
off! OP. Anthony. 1027 WNEW. Opie and Anthony, 1027, WNEW.
I'm even better than that, Dad. I'm lost in space.
We need to gather more information about this new planet. Don, you take my 16-year-old blonde daughter out in the chariot for the rest of the day. Penny, you stay here with me. And Will, you and the robot go out into the uncharted wilderness and take this mincing, boy-hungry pedophile with you.
be quiet, sir? Oh, you're very naughty.
Yes, yes.
Sir, dear. That was on Family Guy, right?
Family Guy. Yeah, I was watching that.
That's Ant's bit.
Well, see, I'm open-minded enough to realize that a lot of people over the years have goofed on Lost in Space and the fact that Dr. Smith was banging young William or something. You know, I'm not going to sit
in
and cry.
It never really happened.
Yes.
It was all a figment of imagination.
I'm not going to sit and cry.
Anthony, what's up?
I got to say, Regis today was the funniest thing. Because this whole thing comes out with him boning some other chick like 8 years ago, and now he's just uncomfortable on his own show.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know why? Because it's all true.
In the paper.
And he had to deal with his wife and everyone.
He's denying it. His lawyers are denying it. Everyone's denying it. But you know something? If it's in the paper like this, and this woman says she has her diary and dates and there's pictures of them together, I'm willing to believe it.
When you put yourself out there.
When you put yourself out there, you know, people, I can't believe it, Gelman. They caught me. Years later, they caught me. I couldn't stand it. Fantastic. You know, when you're there with Joy for so many years and a voluptuous cheerleader comes up, you got a banger, Gelman.
Who wants to bang a cheerleader?
I do.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if you read...
She's got a hot little body on her, too. You see the picture in the Post?
My God, she's got some
sunning herself
cans
with those huge, firm boobs.
Well, she put on a little bit of weight from her younger days, but it seems to have all gone to the right spots.
She's definitely doable still, though, Anthony.
She's got, like, the big boobs, and there's Regis, a picture of him next to her. Look, I'm laughing. They didn't have intercourse, is what she's saying, which I'm remembering now when the whole Monica Lewinsky thing went down.
Yeah.
Went down with Clinton, and they were talking about it on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, and Regis always looked a little squirmy as they were talking about it, and everybody thought it was because, you know, Regis doesn't want to get really deep into that kind of thing and it embarrasses him, but the truth of the matter is he was in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
There's the married guy getting oral and giving oral.
It looks like they were doing a little 69.
And saying that it isn't sex.
That's a visual.
And it wasn't cheating.
To have in my brain.
I love it. I got bury my head in that. And then there. I can't believe you, Gelman. You got to move your head all around. Get your face involved. Come on.
My tongue is numb.
I know how to eat it. Just grab a hold of that there. Now shake it like a pom-pom, you bitch. Shake it.
Yeah, I guess she was, a cheerleading coach?
Yeah, it just says the buxom ex-cheerleader, Maria Majerik.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back in 1991.
Be aggressive.
Let's read some of her diary, shall we?
I guess she didn't do well on her SATs either.
Mm. October 27th, 1991. I met him in his dressing room. He was nice enough to take a picture with me. There you go, the first little encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few days later, November 1st. Wow. Oh, she says wow. Ripping us off, Opie. You wouldn't believe this. Regis called. He's so fun to talk to. Such a domer. I guess Notre Dame fan. That was only a couple of days later. So I guess she slipped him her phone number for him to call. And they talked. And then April of 92... A few months later, after a Notre Dame basketball team played in a New York tourney, he kissed me that day.
Ooh.
I was startled by it. I was both flattered and intimidated. I was exhilarated by the fact of who he was. I'm Regis! Look at me! I grab you and I'm going to shove my tongue down your throat, you whore! Come on, suck it! And then 2 months later, in June, after a trip to New York to talk with a publisher about a book on cheerleading. A book on cheerleading.
Wow.
We went back to his office, and before I knew it, he had his arms around me and kissed me. It was great.
Yeah.
Suck it. I love it. Plus, he came in with those huge cans. You see, Joy, she's a stick figure. I need something with thighs to press against my ears, Gelman. Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah, stick it in my face, you whore.
About 4 months later, after an October 8th football game in South Bend, as soon as I walked in the door, he was all over me. I'm a madman.
Look at me. I couldn't hold myself back. It's amazing.
Defense.
No, she had none. How could you defend against the Regis member? You just want it. I pulled out my junk. She went at it like my contained oxygen, and she was drowning.
That old cat. That's in the diary?
No. It says, he was all over me. We did every intimate thing two lovers can do, except intercourse. It might seem strange, but we were both married, and we felt we weren't really committing adultery if we didn't have actual intercourse.
Oh, hello.
Well,
come here. Come into my room. I'll just get... Oh, there you go. Let me unleash this. Oh, yeah. Little prison lube. I learned that from Gelman. Now, suck it, you whore! It's okay, Joy, it's okay. It's not intercourse. For $32,000, what is sex without being intercourse and not cheating? Oral! Suck it! You need a lifeline? Here's one, it's in my pants.
And then after their last tryst in the fall of 93, wow, so that went from 91 to 93. Couple of years, Regis got hold of me and told me, I'm in room such and such. So I guess she went to his room. Mm-hmm. We were very passionate, as always, and stayed together for hours. He really made me feel like a woman. All right, now put two and two together there. He made her really feel like a woman.
Mm-hmm. I do believe he's good at the oral.
Without intercourse, right.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta dig in! You can't be afraid, Gelman. You gotta get in there. Use it all! Oh, I love it!
And you
love it!
You missed the best quote.
Where's that?
Regis had me strip naked and put my fur coat back on.
Where's that?
He loved that coat. We made love. It was pure, raw, raging sex.
Wait, that sounds like intercourse.
Lots of kisses everywhere and very passionate. We didn't have intercourse, everything but.
I'm like the GIF. I wanted to give her anal, but I couldn't.
Because that would be wrong.
That would be cheating. So I just dug in. I dug in like she was a bowl of Captain Crunch.
You think he did boogaloogaloo when he was digging for the pearl?
I was digging.
Eating ain't cheating.
Right, Gelman. Eating ain't cheating. Let me get in the canyon here. Hello, yodel-odel-ay-hee-hoo. Look at me. I dive in head first. I got my whole head in here, Gelman. It's huge. It's like a cathedral. Boogaloogaloo, I'm over here now. Get me a snorkel. I'll be down here for hours. All right, bitch, now your turn. Suck it. Suck it! All right, time to go. Look what I did to you again. You cheerleader whore!
So it seems... Who would think? Could you picture that? The girl's looking down and seeing Regis' head.
How you doing? Hello, how's it feel? Well, tell me!
Put on the coat.
You put on that coat, you whore. Put it on!
Yeah, so that's why he looked kind of squirmy, I guess, when they would talk about that whole thing. I wonder if Kathy Lee knew, and they talked about it.
Well, there's a couple other things in the story. She also has in the diary Regis telling her how much she hated Kathy Lee and how she talked about the kids.
Oh, really? Well, that's a given.
So that's in there. Well, yeah, I guess it is a given.
Okay, now get around back. This is called the Rusty Trombone. I love it. I'm gonna let me dig in here, and I'm gonna give you a thumb. Is that cheating?
Do you think both Regis and Frank gave anal to the same chick? Kevin wants to know.
He took the back door. I took the front. We played cards on a back. Wonderful.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW. Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Greg Brady. Hey,
Harry Williams.
Greg Brady.
Harry Williams.
Greg, Greg, Greg.
May I have your attention, please?
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
I repeat, may I have your attention, please? Will the real Greg Brady please stand up?
That's me, of course. Barry Williams.
Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
Uh-oh. We're gonna have a problem here. Y'all act like you've never seen a real Brady before. Belt bottles, polyester, hip bands, orange hair. Was it permed? Was it real? Hey, who the cares? Here's the story. Here's the story of a guy named me. Greg Brady, Barry Williams. Don't you know we were the real That 70s Show? And oh, Alice O prepared Sam Smith for free. You know what I mean. It's the return of Johnny Bravo. Wait. No, wait. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Mike Brady said... Nothing, you idiots. Like Tiger, he's dead. Cindy had a lisp.
Greg Brady.
I'm sick of him. Look at him. Walking around wearing his tiki god, surfing and wiping out.
Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
It was cool for a while being a teenage star, but now the Brady name can only go so far. I'm doing stuff that's new, but I'm Greg Brady, too. Football into Marsha's nose, sing the chorus, and it goes. I'm Greg Brady, yes, I'm the real Brady. All the other Greg Brady's are just irritating. So if you ain't Greg Brady, please shut up. Please shut up. Please shut up. Cause I'm Greg Brady and I did ladies more than anything Brady, so stop your imitating. Yes, I'm the real Greg Brady. I grew up, I grew up. Please shut up. It was so much fun making that show for you. Didn't write my book too, telling you who to date and who. It was all TV, wasn't real, just play. Back then you couldn't say that the dad was really gay or that my mom on TV was dating me.
TV!
It was groovy, far out, out of sight. But any night you light up a TV and then you see some wannabe trying to be me.
Greg,
just be sure you know there ain't no show without me. Barry Williams, Johnny Bravo.
Greg Brady.
The Casanova.
Greg Brady.
Of Clinton Avenue.
Greg Brady.
I got AKAs coming out the wazoo. I dig Eminem and Clark Bars, too. I was the oldest kid, and I was young and cute. I would never do toot, and I still fit that suit. I'm here to stay, and if you get in my way, you can cram it where there ain't no sunshine day.
Hey!
I'm Greg Brady, yes, I'm the real Brady. All the other Greg Bradys are not syndicated. So if you ain't Greg Brady, please shut up. Please shut up. Please shut up. Cause I'm Greg Brady, and I did ladies more than anything Brady. I was slim and shady. Cause I'm waiting Greg Brady, please shut up. Don't suck up. Please grow up. I gotta get out of this time warp. I mean, how did I get stuck in this box in the upper right-hand corner anyway? I was a kid of rock when Kid Rock was just a kid. And Uncle Cracker? Somebody's nephew. I'd love to stay. I gotta go because something suddenly came up.
Whoa!
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 Wow.
Whoa. And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Barry Williams in the studio, the real
yes.
Greg Brady. We love
yes.
when he stops by.
Stuff always happens when he comes by. And today we have some stuff happening here in the studio that's a little different than we're all used to.
Yeah, the Penis Puppeteers, Anthony.
The Penis Puppeteers. I've looked at a couple of pictures of their work, their genital origami. And I looked at the hamburger, which is interesting. It looked like they were holding small little hamburgers in their hands.
It sounds like a package of junk.
Yeah. It was exactly what it was made out of.
The Loch Ness Monster, though. Come on.
The Loch Ness Monster looked like the photo of Nessie we've all seen in the books. The Eiffel Tower. And what was the other one? The last one. Oh, the snail.
The snail's pretty funny.
You achieve the hamburger thing by trying to excite yourself in a blender?
No. It actually, I don't know what they'd do if they actually got excited because it would ruin their gig. They needed to
ours
be.
Ours too, guys.
They need, yeah, really. Exactly. Keep an eye out on everyone's lap.
They need Robert Reed.
From the pictures, it looks like they need a lot of pliability to their junk. Like the hamburger, it looks like what they do is they take the main part of your junk and kind of wrap it into a circle. Then they take one of your yams from your yam bag, put it on the bottom, and one on top to make the bun, and then kind of press it down. And it looks like two buns with a hamburger in the middle.
And their website is linked at foundrymusic.com, so you can see these pictures
for
yourself.
Are you doing pictures? Are you doing pictures?
I don't know.
Well, at the worst, they have a website, and we can do that. Eric has a quick question for Barry Williams.
Go.
Eric.
Hey, Barry, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did you see that last Partridge Family movie where you guys were staring each other down?
Yeah.
Did that really happen?
Of course not. I don't know whose imagination that was. It was completely ridiculous.
You want to pick up that little redheaded freak?
Yeah, he produced it, Danny Bonaducci, but can you imagine Shirley Jones and the cast coming out, getting in their bus from Screen Gems, coming over to Paramount and calling us out on the floor?
That's kind of silly.
I mean, people would like to see that. If we were on the same network, same time, no, we
right.
were, you know, no.
Danny Bonaducci, though, normally tells it like it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't he beat up Robert Reed after that episode?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
Remember the transvestite?
I see what you're saying.
We were talking about Robert Reed, you know, the father there, Mike Brady. And after that, I remember him doing an episode of Medical Center, I guess it was.
That's right, Chad Everett.
Chad Everett. Medical Center. And he played a transsexual, a guy going through an operation to become a woman. And he had to dress as a woman for the show, and I guess he was up for an Emmy or something?
Yeah, an Emmy Award for that, right.
And it just freaked everyone out, because you're used to watching him as Mr. Brady, Mr. Wholesome
Brady. I think
Brady.
That whole thing was so that he could just finally have himself.
Finally wear a dress?
You know, he could have himself.
Without a problem?
Yeah. I am beautiful!
Look at me! No one better than me, Greg.
No one better than me. Well,
Greg! Peter! Bobby! I'm naked!
I just wanted to let everyone know that lots of women are coming into the studio now to help us.
Thank God.
With the penis puppeteer so we don't feel as gay.
And attractive women are coming in here.
Right? Yes.
All right, I think it's time for the penis puppeteers.
Oh, my God.
Time for some uncomfortable radio. We got the girls in the studio.
Here we go.
Making their way into the studio. David.
Hello, guys. How are you guys doing? You're from Australia?
Absolutely.
Mike, absolutely.
You guys got to share that mic.
All right.
No worries.
2 days ago, I saw Rig That'll Haul That Tanker. I like that movie.
What the hell did you just say?
I was a road warrior. Come on, that was great. Great movie came out of your country there.
Ah, Mad Max, we called it back.
Wasn't that great? Yeah.
Well,
the second one. The first one was a little cheesy. The second one was great. And the third one with, we don't need another hero. Get out of here.
Tina killed
Did you guys watch
She
the,
did.
You guys watch the Brady Bunch growing up?
Oh, absolutely. Man. If you told me 10 years ago that I was going to be showing Greg Brady my knob, I never would have
Right? Imagine that.
You know, I can't wait till I tell everyone back home.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thanks a lot. Hey, let me know. So is this something that you do in the pub? I mean, you know, you're out and you have a couple of beers. You know,
that's where it all started.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's very famous in
a drunken puppy.
Yes.
Now we only do it in the theater.
Give us a little background how it did start and progressed into becoming where people pay to go to a theater and watch you play with your junk like that.
I started in the bath.
Yeah?
As you all did.
As a kid?
Yeah.
All right, now who can remember in the bath and you would take your fingers, pull the sides out, make the airplane? And go like,
that was your one.
Right.
Everyone has their own little one that they
did. What was the first
one? Bat wings.
You did the bat wings with the tumors in the wings? Is that what you did? And what was your first one?
Well, at that time it was the little girl, but we now call it the woman.
Oh, where you
and
just...
everyone does it.
You tuck it down?
Yeah. We call that the turtle.
We've also got another pubes. One where we take it a little too far. It's a little more graphic than just the tuck, I'm afraid.
Really?
Yeah.
Exactly correct.
How does that work?
Well, you might have to come to the show to see that.
Oh, geez. Well, maybe I just won't see it.
You guys do it. You have an actual show where people come and you're on stage in a spotlight.
People go there. Don't say
we're living.
Don't say they come there. Okay. They just go there to watch the. Right. Thank you, Barry.
I think every man dreams of traveling the world, getting his penis out for an hour a night, and getting paid for it. So.
All right. I could see that happening.
Yeah. It's totally non-sexual. It's all for a laugh.
But do you have guys coming to your shows?
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, in Australia, it's mostly guys. This started as as you guys know, it was secret men's business.
Right.
You know, but we're just
mostly guys. Was it? Yeah. Really, in Australia, that's something.
Is there a camera on it with a screen so people in the back?
Oh
can
yeah,
see?
Two-story high penis. That's what
now that's something I've dreamed for.
Look at Jim caring about the people in the back row. That's good, Jim. Is there a screen? Because you know, because
I'll be in the front row.
I hate to think
I can't have your lunch looking small. You know?
Exactly.
Hey, that's funny.
So you did that, but then how did you make the transition to just kind of doing it yourself and? And all of a sudden, it becomes a show where you're showing people.
Beer.
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 Yeah. Beer.
Oh, look at I think it's just been taken way too far. I mean, we did it for the Melbourne Comedy Festival back in 98, and we actually did it as a joke, and we were going to go on a similar radio station to this with some friends back home, and we were going to get all the theatre critics in and expecting them to slam it, and, you know, we're going to go, oh, this is outrageous, come on, it's art. And they called us the outright best show of the festival, and we've just been waiting for someone to tell us to stop it ever since, really.
whatever works.
So what kind of fan mail do you get, and who do you get it from?
Oh, no, we really don't get fan mail. We get the odd stalker.
Yes, yeah.
The overexcited housewife, perhaps, but... Uh-huh. No, but we don't get groupies in Pup Through the Penis.
That's one of the warm-ups.
Is that what that is?
That's a
sorry, we're being distracted.
I want to know from the girls that are in here. Do girls like seeing men manipulate themselves into?
Ah, there you go, ladies.
Into puppets,
ladies.
Anybody?
They're looking through one of those little thumb books. You know where you flip the pages and it's a movie.
Let me.
Wow. Now,
I think there's your answer, Barry.
Yeah.
You're happy with your size and everything and.
You got to be happy with what God gives you, really.
Right.
You?
Have you noticed using it in this fashion for so long has made it longer?
Yes. Well, yes, yeah, but we don't like to say that too much. We don't want to see boys hanging themselves off the clothesline, you know.
Right, it's a
takes time. Look, I mean, the more you do stretch and give it a bit of a tug, it does. It becomes a little more flexible.
I've been tugging mine since I was 12, and it doesn't seem to make a difference the way I do it.
Do you find that Asian men will try these tricks and give up in disgust?
That's why they do it with paper.
Look, I met the dragon.
Yeah, watch what I can do. Dave, what's going on?
What's going on, O&A?
Well, we're hanging with the penis guy.
I know. I actually hung out a little bit in Scotland for the Fringe Festival and got to see these guys. They're phenomenal.
Great.
They had like a couple of weeks worth of shows. I cannot believe the endurance.
These
TV cameras and this big screen so everyone could see in the audience sold out.
Dave, I got to ask you, did you feel gay, though, watching this?
No, not so much. I'm a performer as well.
Right.
Not that kind of performer, but I can understand the artistry of it.
Okay.
It's very cool, man.
God love you,
Barry Williams. Is it true that in the episode of the Brady Bunch where the silver platter, you had to pay for the engraving on the silver platter, instead of going out and singing songs with the girls, that Greg, Peter, and Bobby were just going to manipulate their junk for money in front of their father just to pay for it? I heard a rumor about that.
Strangely enough, that was discussed.
That was discussed.
But during the commercials, it never made it to the air.
Damn, okay. Yeah. See, because I did hear a rumor that. It's good just to flush those things out.
That's very. You actually do a pretty good impersonation of Sam the Butcher.
Oh, no. Benjamin.
Yeah, bloody mess.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, they said they have to broadcast it on TV so the people in the back can see it. Have you ever thought about making an IMAX version?
IMAX.
20 stories high.
Screen on the
20 stories slide. High. That
for five shows. Whatever an IMAX movie is. Nice and large. Oh, yeah.
You love your big penises, don't you?
Yep. Thank you.
So what should we do? Should we take a break and then have them do a few tricks?
I guess so.
Ladies,
the ladies are all getting worked up about this, aren't they? Hey, what do you think of that crocodile hunter guy?
He's nuts.
Yeah, he's pretty
nuts.
Popular over here.
Yeah, yeah, we don't watch him back home.
I guess
he's
not.
He's just an idiot. Turn him off. He's crazy.
Anyone who jumps in a pen with a crocodile has got something loose up.
Right.
Don't let the kids watch him.
There you go. Watch penis manipulation.
Snakes.
Cheryl, what's up?
Hello.
You're on the radio. What's going on?
I just wanted to say how much I love the book.
But the book? Oh, you got the book?
You got a book?
Yep, yes. I got the book.
It's an instructional manual, how to do them.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Yeah. And what are you doing with that, miss?
I use it as a coffee table conversation piece.
Not a conversation.
You might as well plug the book. What's the book?
Yeah, it's called, it hasn't been released. You can get it on Amazon.com. But it's
I got it over the internet. Puppetry for the penis.
Yeah, Puppetry for the penis.
Okay. All right, Cheryl, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And Lou's got a question about tickets. Lou, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to know where I could get some tickets to see these guys.
There you go.
I'm straight, though, dude.
Look, I'm straight, though. Let me tell you, I'm straight. But I need, but I want to pay money to see men's penises.
Telecharge.
I'm completely straight.
Where Telecharge.
Where are you guys playing and all that?
We're at the John Houseman Theater on 42nd Street.
Perfect. Okay. How proud is John Houseman?
Oh, yeah. And that's well, he used to shuffle a few in his day, I'm sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it, sure.
But yeah, you can get the tickets from Telecharge, which is 212-239-6200.
All right.
We'll
take a break.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll penis puppetry. We'll whip it out.
Get it on.
So, you know, what's going to happen here is that you guys are going to see a few of these and go, oh, now I remember a few.
We'll all join in.
Gentlemen.
do you guys do the bird bath?
We do the baby bird, yeah.
The baby bird.
You can keep your bath to yourself, sir.
All right, well.
We can all get in a circle and do it over a cracker.
That old gag, nice.
Yeah, brother. See, ladies, we do stuff for you guys every once in a while.
Oh, man, we'll be back.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW. Wake up, make you believe you listen to me. I'm gonna talk about the freaking. Now someone is gonna die. Will you listen to me? Listen to me, die, listen to me, die. Say, wake up, make you believe you listen to me. I'm gonna talk about the freaking. Now someone is gonna die. Will you listen to me? Listen to me, die, listen to me, die.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show in the studio. Barry Williams.
Yeah.
Here for Barry. And Anthony, the penis puppeteers, David penis and Simon.
Yeah.
Yes.
From Australia.
And their penises.
They look like Art Garfunkel and Lenny from Motorhead, don't they?
Yeah. I love that
Lemmy. You look just like him.
There's something going on there.
So,
works.
Yeah, they're doing a show in New York. You got to give the info again because I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, sure. You can get the tickets from Telecharge, and it's 212-239-6200. Preview start tomorrow night, and lots of cheap tickets.
And is that what theater?
John Houseman Theater.
Right, exactly. Okay. All right, I guess we're
John
ready.
John Houseman. What a thespian. And look at what's going on in this theater.
Ladies, are you guys ready to see some tricks?
Yeah.
Can we shuffle a couple of quick ones?
Hey, if you guys get excited at any point, doesn't that ruin the gig?
It cannot happen, I'm afraid. You can't.
Yeah. It can't, right, because it's got to be pliable.
The thing is, if there's 300 people laughing at your genitals, it's just never going to happen.
I guess so.
Think of Nana.
You got a point. All right, oh, look who's here. Stalker Patty showed up, too. I want to see some junk.
What do you want to see first?
I don't know, but Rick is in my way.
All right, back up so everyone could see.
Hey, Anthony, is Stalker Patty in that new Michael Douglas movie?
I'll never tell.
Look, she's got the body of an ant. Does she have the body of an ant? Looks like an ant. Look at my thorax and my abdomen. How are you doing, Patty?
Okay, how are you?
Very good. You ready to see some man junk?
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a naked man?
I don't know. I think Ron Jeff.
You never
Ron
saw
Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
You know Ron Jeremy? Yeah.
She put her hand down Ron Jeremy.
Right,
didn't she?
Exactly.
That was a
she never
radio.
Saw
this,
it.
This girl lady thing has never seen a...
I parked the car so I could listen to that. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. When we had U2 tickets and we made Ron Jeremy stick them under his yam bag. And she had to go there, grab and dig and manipulate to find these tickets. And she's a virgin. She's 45-year-old virgin. She's never seen a man's unit, and that was the first time she ever touched it. And it's Ron Jeremy's. And she says the reason she hasn't touched one is she's waiting for the right person. Right. Again, Ron Jeremy was the right person.
Practically a virgin himself.
Right,
yes.
She caught 20 diseases just touching it.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, real fast.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to give the penis puppeteers an idea. Maybe they could stretch out their junk by hanging them from the swing set like Bobby Brady in that episode.
No, Bobby was complaining that he was too short. You might remember that one, Barry.
Yeah, I do remember that, as a matter of fact. I was in the dressing room banging Marcia, never mind.
Brady Bunch references always funny.
Yes.
I'm wondering if the penis puppeteers have any of their... Twist them out so that they need four hands, and maybe Patty can get in there.
Some kind of a, no,
Patty can get in there with
no
a couple
one,
of,
no
couple
one
of hands.
Joins in to help you out, right?
We do.
And you don't manipulate each other.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm clearing
up. Wait or anything?
You know, we've stalled enough. We got all right. All right, ladies. Very excited, ladies, about seeing this? Great. All right, here they go. They're setting up. They just dropped their...
got good cheeks.
They are Norton critiquing their asses.
They're
working it now. They're kind of stretching it out.
They're warming it up, man.
Warming it up, and then they will manipulate them into various shapes.
We're all going to have to go out and play football right after this, you know.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter, Rick?
Rick, what's wrong?
This is a snail.
Here we go.
That is indeed a snail.
I ate these in France, you know. Yeah.
They're opposing snails. One's right. Going left and one's going right.
So the yam bag on top.
Patty might pass out because this is the first time she's ever seen
Patty, what's
up? Junk.
Very interesting.
Unfortunately, she now thinks that's what it looks like normally.
The Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel
Tower. Look at the Eiffel Tower.
Rick, talk to the ladies.
You shouldn't be able to do that. That's not right. Doesn't that hurt?
Wow, Rachel's turning red. Look at Rachel.
I've never seen anything.
How about that? The Eiffel Tower.
I have nothing to say. I have nothing.
So I have a question. Do you play with these and then come up with a shape and then name it, or do you name it first and then try and find it?
Yeah, you play with it first.
Yeah.
But these have been around for a long time.
I see.
So.
You've just perfected them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now
maybe you should turn around and not tell us, or we should guess.
Okay. See if you can guess which this one is. It's a very famous mystery from around the world.
All right.
Can you put them together and make the Verrazano?
Oh, what is that?
The Loch Ness Monster!
That's old Nessie. That's Nessie.
I hate that I knew that.
This is so gay, man. Nessie.
Looks like a camel, I guess.
A camel?
Oh, it's got two humps. Right. Could be a camel, but it's the Loch Ness Monster.
It's the Loch Ness Monster.
Sure.
Right.
Very good. You guys, you like the Loch Ness Monster? Yeah. So
we'll go out the
snail is hilarious.
Oh, it's the hamburger.
Oh, the hamburger, yes. Right, this was a favorite in the photos.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh,
my God. The hamburger. Look at him working it.
I am afraid.
All right. The hamburger.
Need a hamburger.
The hamburger is a big hit with the ladies.
Two old
that looks like it would hurt a little bit.
Check out my sesame seeds.
Check out
me sesame seeds.
All right. Wait.
Don't get too close.
Oh, instructions.
He's showing us how to make the ham.
And then roll it under.
You got to be sure, though, if they're not your ask permission first.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Roll between...
Yeah.
Turn it sideways.
Turn on a 90-degree angle.
Ouch!
And then hold it like a hamburger.
By the way, Steve is filming this for foundrymusic.com.
Is it a non-pain factor, or did it never hurt?
Guys can manipulate their own genitals. It's just that girls can't manipulate guys' genitals.
Yeah, don't try to do the hamburger.
Yeah,
in
ladies.
There,
yeah,
ladies, right?
I learned this on opiate.
Yeah. Look at this.
Right. Now, when you do your show, do you ask for volunteers from the audience?
You get one volunteer from the audience.
You do.
They don't have to touch.
And what is that?
Of course. I'll show you the baby bird.
All right, the baby bird, Anthony. Ready? The baby bird.
All right. And listen, it says, feed me. Feed me.
What the hell is that?
What is that?
A hot dog.
It's similar to the hamburger with more meat.
Oh, my. Steve, did you get the baby bird?
Yeah, I got it.
The baby bird is... He pulls some skin up.
Fully pointing south here.
Oh, we've got a...
Around the top and works it like a mouth of a baby bird.
Can
that
you do
was
the
very.
Yeah,
we do it in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
we set our penises on fire.
All right.
There you go. Now, does circumcision enter into that? Can you do it circumcised or uncircumcised?
Well, we're both circumcised, but I mean, if we actually, as we mentioned before, we're actually always looking for new people to join our show.
New talent,
and
yes.
We haven't found an uncircumcised person yet, so I mean, that would open a whole new window.
Oh my God, imagine the things
England.
You can make.
Bring them on.
Imagine the things you can make with that.
Yeah. Surely there's one here in New York City.
Patty, what did you think there, Patty?
The Big Mac was interesting.
You like the hamburger?
She liked the hamburger.
Yeah, she works at McDonald's, so she's never going to look at those the same way again. I get all aroused when I look at a hamburger.
The baby bird is worth the price of admission.
That's pretty
hilarious.
Good. That looked like a baby bird.
What is the windsurfer? I keep hearing about the windsurfer.
Oh, yeah. The windsurfer.
You just can't get enough, can you?
You made no one keeps giving
thanks,
it an
Thorn.
Excuse.
They took their...
Oh my, that's not right, man. Look at yourself.
Looks like a damn boomerang.
I mean, I'm not even a guy, and that's just like that.
He can pull.
Look how red Rachel's getting.
Yeah.
So funny.
That yam bag gets
Mary?
Pulled out so far.
What do you think of the windsurfer?
It becomes a sail.
That was the most horrifyingly painful looking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Oh, look at you're a little, taken aback at the size?
Slightly, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, these girls are sweating.
See what happens when you tug on it like that?
Oh, yeah.
See? Wow.
Mary needs some air, man. Look at her.
Mary's thinking, what the hell guys have I been with if this is a guy just not even excited?
I just doubled my number today, man. But I didn't think I'd see it like that.
You make a boat out of it. That's a big mule when you can make a boat.
Yeah, definitely.
Out of it. And if you were black, we'd push Leon Klinghoffer off the side.
Are you guys desensitized as a result of this? Are you able to have regular sex, or does it not feel that good?
Would you like me to show you? It works perfectly fine. Thanks for your concern, though.
Oh, man. You guys definitely don't have girlfriends or wives.
That's his girlfriend right there.
Talk to her. You don't mind that he's shown his junk to everybody?
No, I don't mind.
She's so proud.
He's been doing it for longer than he's known me, so I can't control the beast.
Yeah.
It's got a mind of its own.
Is it just like in the middle of the night, go, look what I did? And like all of a sudden he's like showing you some new work or anything? No?
He squashed his nuts up on the shower one morning and showed me the
squashed rat.
The squashed rat. Oh, the stingray.
Put against the glass shower door?
The stingray?
The squash rat sounds hysterical. If you got a... Oh, no.
Wait, what is he doing?
He's going to do the squash rat.
Oh, look out, Rick.
What is he doing?
I'm wondering how they met. Now, can she do anything special with her genitals?
He's doing the squashed rat right now, man.
I see.
Squashed rat.
These guys are out of their minds. What is he doing?
The stingray.
I
think he's just wiping his.
Now, how many of these puppets can you make roughly?
We do about 45 in the show, but we've got about 60.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have some for an encore.
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah, I see.
Oh yeah.
I can only imagine what the showstopper is.
Hey, no, Steve. We won't spoil it, but I can say there's a bit of an event, a bit of a stunt that we pull.
Is it to music?
We used to work with a pianist.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now.
It's a sunshine day.
We just had a pianist on stage.
A pianist.
But basically, I mean, we have an expression back in Australia. I think they're about to dump us again. You can't polish a turd. And I think we seem to have polished a turd. We did a season in the London West End, and then we had to start working with, you know, like lighting design and music and all that sort of stuff. But it's still a couple of guys making shapes out of their genitals, really.
Right.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well,
but you know, with a few Broadway frills.
I would not have believed it.
You guys do.
I absolutely would not have believed it.
You do kid parties?
Bar mitzvahs.
Bar mitzvahs?
We can do most of the Muppets.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Most of the Muppets.
You want to see my Gonzo?
All right, he's going to do Gonzo.
We'll see a Gonzo.
And just don't, ladies, just don't describe, you know, what they're doing is, I guess, the problem they're having.
Oh.
Here he is. Too much description.
Oh, my God.
Let me Gonzo.
There you have it, ladies. Gonzo.
Oh, man.
And this is
totally Oz, hasn't he?
And this is, incidentally, how Jim Henson got in the trouble he wanted.
It was Gonzo.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for letting me hold that mic there.
Mary, you all right? Looks like you're going to pass out.
Look at how red she is.
Dude, she's sweating.
Sweating. You're sweating. What's the matter?
I wouldn't be letting you touch
you just touched your with your hands, and now you're touching my hair.
Boy, she's not going to be a fun date.
They must have dumped out of that. She's all freaked out because, let's just put it this way, one of the puppeteers was grabbing
touching
her hair.
Her hair.
If that freaks you out, the window's definitely going to come down. God, lighten up. It's only hepatitis.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, what's up?
Yeah, I want to know if they were going to give him the Roman War helmet.
Oh, he just did the Gonzo, which is similar to the Roman War helmet.
You know what the Roman War helmet is?
No.
You do the Gonzo, but you do it
over... You take one nugget over a girl's face. You take one nugget over one eye, one over the other, and the rest of it goes down the nose like the Roman War helmet.
Shut me, Mary. Come on.
All right, Cracky, you guys suck.
All right. I would love to see the Roman War helmet. They don't have to place it on. You know what I mean? If it was close enough, that could be really funny.
Well, Mary, too close for me.
What do you think, Mary?
Come on, sister.
No.
Come on.
Come on. It'd be fun.
It'd be so fun.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
So like that.
And then it flops down on the eyes.
No!
All right, she's not going for it.
I mean, like, I like the view from my standpoint, but I don't need, like, that
smell and the sticky.
Yeah, how do I know you don't
wet,
have things, you know,
slimy,
growing?
How old are you girls? 8? I mean,
yeah, some
and it sticks out from his body.
Where he's been, how do I angle his over my face? Or
All right. Slow down. They're going to dump out of that crap.
Buy me dinner or something first.
That is dinner.
How about just the money it would cost for dinner? $30.
Hey, well, you know what? Anything to pay for college.
All right, let's go to Diane. Diane, what's up?
Hey, I'm from D.C., and this is the funniest bit I've ever heard. You guys are hysterical. Are they ever going to be anywhere else in the country?
Washington? Yeah, sure. You want to get out.
Hold on. Diane, I don't know. They're going to be in New York for a while, and then who knows? You never know.
Oh, this is hysterical. The ladies appreciate it, and you guys are just cracking us up.
We'll bring him to one of our road shows in a second.
Absolutely. Hey, look, we've got 4 troops going around the world at the moment. So
it's a franchise now.
We're franchising.
All right.
So that guy who rang up before saw us in Edinburgh was actually our second troop.
Right.
We're the original guys, and that's why we're here.
They're franchised.
It's all the cockatoos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diane, I don't know what they dumped out of, but these guys have a website, and we took video today. Steve's going to put it up on our underground website, foundrymusic.com, after the show, all right?
So does this officially mean you're going from Whip Them Out Wednesdays Twist Them Up Thursdays?
No.
You know, I gotta say something.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a beating for this. I didn't feel that gay.
No.
You didn't feel that gay?
I didn't feel that gay checking this out.
Because they don't act gay. They're men. They don't act gay. They're like guys.
They're just twisting their junk around.
Because it would be too bad that if guys didn't check this out because they thought it was like a gay show. It's hilarious.
Well, I've got to tell you, and it's the perfect show for men. Men, this is a perfect first date show. You bring a girl along. She's like, get you home. Great, get them out. I don't want to get my hands on them. I want to make some shapes.
I want to make some things out of them.
It's a great first state show. Breaks the ice, so to speak.
You forget they're mules after a while.
No, you don't.
After 5 minutes, it could be an elbow.
The windsurfer? That didn't look like a mule, you know?
But then again, I've never seen a sailboat leak.
Oh. The awe from the crowd. The awe from the crowd.
Barry, what'd you think?
I am wowed.
I am stupefied.
Isn't that something?
You're a bit worried at the start.
I was a little worried at the start, but, you know, coming from Australia, I knew, you know, you're going to be straight blokes, right? So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
And,
oh, they don't have any of those people down
where we live. Yeah, you're right, Opie. It's not gay at all. It's just,
no.
It's just weird.
And Nessie's so cute. Nessie's cute.
It's
you want to
weird.
Kiss it, you know?
No.
Barry, can you help clear up another rumor I heard? Is it true that when Marcia couldn't get Davy Jones to sing at the prom, she was actually going to get the penis puppeteers to go to Fillmore Junior High?
I was going to arrange that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to hook that up? Yeah, I thought that was true.
Are you guys going to take the show on ice?
Oh. There you go.
I hope not.
It's a smaller show, I'm afraid.
Well, you know what? All right. That was all right. It's David and Simon, the penis puppeteers.
Yeah. Guys, thank you, and forgive me if we don't shake hands.
Yeah, give the plug again,
please.
One
more plug. It's at the John Houseman Theatre. Preview start tomorrow, and lots of cheap tickets for the previews. Get the tickets from Telecharge, 212-239-6200. Thank you. Come and laugh at our genitals.
There you go, man.
And Steve took a lot of video. It'll be up on foundrymusic.com tonight. And their website will be linked to foundrymusic.com as well, okay?
There you go.
www.puppetryofthepenis.com.
There you go. Thank you.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW. Opie Anthony. WNEW.
Today I'd like to talk to you on a very serious note, because this is the story of a man overcoming monumental physical pain and suffering.
Because I went to the DMV today and it was really, really ugly.
There's nothing funny about what you're about to hear.
Everything was organized. I went in there.
That's such a part of just being like a man. Going to motor vehicle,
well,
and
Anthony,
registering.
I'm not a man.
Car.
Work with me, son.
So I get to the lady, and I must say, the nicest DMV lady ever. Ever. She wasn't the problem this time. The last three times, they were the problem. All right, so she's going through all the forms like, okay, we'll get you out of here in a jiffy.
Right.
And she's going through all the stuff, and I'm like, all right, finally. Fourth time going to DMV to get my vehicle registered. This is it. I'm finally going to have New York plates.
Truth be told, today's world can be namby-pamby.
All of a sudden, she says, okay, I just need a copy of the title. Is this the title? I started to panic.
What to do? What to do?
So I had to get the leasing company on the line. This was the last time I went to send me the power of attorney, basically saying it's okay to register the car in New York State. All right?
Uh-huh.
You would think that people, when they're sending that, would send a copy of the title knowing I'm going to need that as well, Anthony.
No, you can't expect them to do that.
So I don't have the title. So now I can't do it. So now I'm ready to go home. Which means I'd have to go back to the DMV for the fifth time.
No.
So then the lady sees the panic on my face. She goes, look, can you get the leasing company to fax it over, the title?
Hmm.
If I get a fax of it, boom, you're out of here in 2 minutes. I'm like, no problem.
He realizes he's got to get it.
So I go out in the hall. It's key to the story that you know I only had 70 cents in my pocket. I called the leasing company and I explained my situation. I need my, you know, the title faxed over to the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
The lady says, I can't do that for you. You have to talk to Judy. Judy is busy with another customer. You'll have to call her back. Click, hangs up on me.
No.
I don't have enough money to call damn Judy. So what do? I drive all the way home.
He figures, what the heck?
And I call Judy and I give her a piece of my mind. I say, Judy, listen. You have to fax a copy of the title to DMV right now. Will there be a problem? She says, oh, no problem at all. Will you do it now? She goes, yes. I go, okay. I am going to leave my house for the DMV. I expect that title to be faxed when I get there.
That is beautiful.
All right, it gets better. So I go back to the DMV. Everyone knows now because I was there an hour before or whatever, okay? I spend 20 minutes staring at the fax machine, waiting for a copy of the title to come through.
What to do? What to do?
20 minutes later, it's not coming through the fax machine, okay?
He said it would not work.
After 20 minutes away in the DMV, I'm like, okay, there's a problem. Now I have to make another call. I don't have any change.
No.
So I'm at the customer service. I explain, look, the lady was supposed to fax it 20 minutes ago. I've been staring at the fax machine. There's a problem. I need to use your phone. She goes, there's a phone in the lobby there or whatever, right? I said, no, I have one nickel. I can't make a call. The lady supposedly part of customer service goes, you'll have to talk to a supervisor.
His arm arose.
I go, it's a goddamn phone call. Give me your phone.
Sir, you're building bridges. You're making friends.
Now the real friendly teller heard me screaming at the lady, and she goes, and she goes, here. And she hands me a cordless phone. I go, thank you. And then I turn to the customer service lady, and I go, was that hard to do?
He got up and got one.
So I call the leasing company again. I go, hi. Remember you said you would fax it in 20 minutes? I've been staring at the fax machine. Guess what? Nothing is popping out. What's the problem? Oh, I'll fax it right over. I made a copy of it. It was too light, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, will you fax it right now before I come back in here with an automatic weapon and shoot everybody?
And did she?
She did.
She did?
15 minutes later, she sends it over.
You've got moxie, and don't let anyone ever take that away from you.
And then I paid my $72.50, so I wrote the check and I got out of there.
Young man, do you ever look back and wonder what would have happened if you just given up, if you hadn't followed your dream?
Took five trips to DMV to get my license and my registration.
And I think we've all learned a lesson from this. You've showed us that while no man is an island, one man can make a difference.
And now I'm registered in New York.
Pretty cool. I'd say you are very cool. A very cool cat indeed. Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
O.P. Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
Hey, man. Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show. Let's get this out of the way, get some phone numbers out there, and we'll move on with the festivities today. We got so much to talk about today, it's not even funny. If you're thinking of not listening to us today, you're crazy.
Right.
Absolutely crazy.
All right, if you're in the New York area, give us a call, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, 866-277-4. Wow.
What a night.
Well, last we left you, we were outside the VMA Awards.
Yes.
At the Met here in New York City. And things started heating up just as we were going off the air, right, Ant?
Yeah. You know, we got there yesterday. I guess...
way too early, by the
way. Yeah, way too early.
Way too early.
Like four, a little after four.
It was us and a bunch of really hot chicks taping TRL.
Yeah, and then the festivities didn't really get started, the red carpet and all that crap, till, 6:30? Like a half hour or 45 minutes before we went off the air?
Yeah.
So we got a few things in at the end, but for the most part, we were just tooling the retarded Laverne and Shirley, who we brought with us to conduct the interviews right on the side of the red carpet with the various celebrities that were going to the VMAs last night.
I got to interrupt you really fast. Reading the email before the show, and most of the listeners absolutely loved yesterday's show. They thought the Laverne and Shirley stuff was just outrageous and just over the top and hilarious, right? Yeah. There are a few people writing saying, you guys completely blew it. Why did you have those two retards interviewing the celebrities? This was your chance to talk to a lot of these
big
wigs. You never have big wigs on your radio show.
Big wigs.
What's the deal, guys? You really blew it yesterday. We got to explain something to you guys. We knew this was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
None of these celebrities stopped. There was a whole red carpet.
Yeah.
We had our own section, which was just awesome. Thank you, MTV. And then to our right, they put the rest of the media. We had our own spot.
Yeah, we had our own little blocked-off area where it was just our show.
Right.
And then next to us was
everyone,
like, where they keep cattle.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. Teen Beat, 17, Entertainment Weekly.
And they were fighting each other to get close to the rail that was right next to the red carpet. Meanwhile, we're right there.
Right.
Know? They really hooked us up.
Let me tell you what happens at these things. And I haven't been to many. But I had an observation.
Wait. When you say you haven't been to many of these red carpet events, how many have you been to?
Actual red carpet events?
Yesterday was the first.
One. Exactly. Me too.
We've been to some of these things like the Grammys. Let's not forget the time we got kicked off the board at Spago in L.A.
Yeah.
At the Grammys. Because we weren't, important enough to stand on a piece of wood.
We didn't rate to even look at the people that were going into Spago out in L.A.
When we were working in Boston, they flew us out to L.A. for the Grammys.
Yeah.
And we found out where the after-hour party was, and one of the big ones was at Spago, and they had bleachers set up.
We knew we couldn't get in, but we figured we'd hang out and watch who was going inside.
Right.
So we stood up on a piece of wood. It was pretty much a 2x6.
Top row of the bleachers, we were outside the actual bleachers on this piece of wood, because you had to go through some people to get into the bleachers.
Yeah, so we didn't even figure we would get that.
No, so we snuck behind and climbed up. Oh, we weren't important enough to stand on that piece of wood.
You can't stand there. Get off.
But we're Opie and Anthony, and we do a radio show.
Get off the wood.
We do a radio show. We're supposed to be here. Look at our laminates. Our laminates.
We didn't even have those.
We had nothing. We stink.
So, last night, we were right there. They hooked us up. And we brought the retarded Laverne and Shirley because, like Ope says, these people aren't stopping. They aren't stopping. They stop when their publicist takes them through. Every celebrity you see walking through with their posse, one of those people, at least one of them, is a publicist. They scout out who's down the line. If they see a photographer from Rolling Stone, and they know all these people, they will bring their person over.
Yep.
They will stand. They will smile. They will do that chick turn their head around like Linda Blair shot so they could take the picture. You notice that, how all the girls do that move? They stand, and then they turn their head all the way around so they could get their face and their ass in the picture.
Perfect.
At the same time. So their publicist knows that. When the publicist sees the likes of us, they run block. They completely run block.
Most of the publicists that were outside the VMAs yesterday, no sense of humor whatsoever.
Yeah.
None.
Mm-hmm.
None. The African princess publicist?
Yeah.
Blew us off every single time. What was the problem? Your people can't have fun with us?
They didn't want their peeps coming over to us. So we weren't going to sit there.
Should we read off the people that were at the VMAs last year and the year before and find out where they are today?
Right. Go back a couple of years.
This whole thing has a short lifespan.
Yes.
And they're taking it way too serious. Come on up and have fun with us. That's what we're all about.
No, they're very serious.
So this is the deal at these red carpet events. Like, you have, I would say, like, second-rate celebrities in general walking the red carpet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, there's three stages.
Yeah.
The celebrities that will stop and talk to people along the red carpet, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then you have the celebrities that will just walk the red carpet and make play. Oh, hey, I would love to talk, but look, I'm late. I got to get in there.
Right, right. Hey, oh, no, I'd love to. They do the what?
Yeah.
Or they point at their watch, or they point at the door they're walking towards.
Right.
Like, yep. I can't talk. I got to.
The best move, and we have, I got to admit, we've pulled this one off ourselves.
What?
You act like you want to talk.
Yeah.
You act like you want to talk, like, wait, no, I got to talk to these guys. Look, they're cool. And then you have the guy that's part of your posse that has to be the bad guy and sweep you along. And right. Then you're left there, like, look, shrugging your shoulders, like, look, I'd love to talk to you, but look, he's pushing me in.
This
I got to go.
This a-hole is screwing up the program.
Celebrity had no intention of talking to those reporters, but that's how he handled it.
And third is the superstar.
Third is the celebrities that they're too good for the red carpet, so they actually walk on the outside of the red carpet, on the other side.
Yeah, away from
where the media and the press is.
I never knew this before last night. You would think the red carpet's the red carpet. That's where all the big celebrities come in. No, there is a tier of celebrity that is better than the red carpet. And if they're walking down the red carpet, to their right, the whole red carpet's fenced in with the red velvet ropes and whatnot. To the right of those velvet ropes, off the carpet, is a walkway that the likes of Janet Jackson walk on. You know, the upper echelon of celebrity.
Right.
And that's it.
We think Britney Spears walked by us. We're not really sure.
I swear to God, she ran by with two huge black guys.
I'm tired. Leave
over
alone.
Her. Right. They were over her. They were smothering her.
It looked like a rape.
I think I caught her calf.
Yeah.
I think we saw her calf.
So they weren't stopping. So getting back to why we even went this way on the conversation.
This was the only way to do this.
Yeah. We weren't going to stand there and be humiliated by having these people just blow us off.
Right.
They're blowing off the retarded Laverne and Shirley. Who cares?
What would you rather hear? Aunt and I on the red carpet making fools of ourselves going, Janet, can we talk to you? Janet Jackson.
All right.
There she goes.
Oh, Mick Jagger. Mick.
That was Mick Jagger.
But we do a radio show. It's sync. Wait, can we talk to you?
We would have sounded like tools yesterday. So instead...
Bigger tools than we normally do.
Yeah. Instead, we brought you the retired Laverne and Shirley, and they did a great job.
Because even when they get blown off,
I really love those
two. Oh, yeah.
Love them.
No, hey, shh.
I know.
Don't say that.
I know. I mean, we abused them pretty well, but you know what? They did the job for us yesterday, and they should be applauded today.
I can't stand them, but they do a great job for us.
So that was the reason we did that, because we knew we weren't going to talk to anyone really... That big.
No.
The people that stopped were the ones that were desperate, that needed some press.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Anyway, lots of email coming in. And the Washington Post wrote about the VMAs.
Yeah.
I want to thank Scott Fabian, it looks like. Scott writes, O&A, I was listening to the debacle at yesterday's VMAs. Too bad you couldn't have pulled more airtime. Oh, no. We taped from 7 to 8. We got audio out the A, right, that we're going to play for you guys in a little bit. That is awesome stuff. There's an article in today's Washington Post about the show, the VMAs. Don't bother reading the entire article, but I think your girls made the paper. Please see the highlighted piece at the end of the article. So you go to the end of the article in the Washington Post today.
Yeah.
And this is us, by the way. Fortunately, there was plenty of room for P. Diddy to make a grand entrance on an 18-wheeler. Alien Ant Farm played on a stage near the fountain while television reporters frantically tried to figure out who was famous and who was just extremely thin. The questions tended to focus on clothing, even when the clothing was utterly pedestrian. One reporter asked a member of boy band O-Town where he got his outfit. This is a T-shirt from SeaWorld in San Diego, he replied, a little bewildered. That was our girl, man.
Yeah. I think that was Marion who said that.
That was our girls, making the Washington Post.
Our girls. Ugh, could you not put it in that way? Look, I know they did a great job. It was a lot of fun, but this affection you're getting for them is frightening me, and I really I don't want to go that way with it.
I feel like a proud bus driver. You know, like the guy that drives the short bus around and one of the special kids with the hockey helmet does something a little special.
Yeah?
You kind of feel good.
I don't know. I
you
still
feel
like,
good about yourself.
I still like rapping them in the side of the head with their hockey helmet. I still like jamming on the brakes and watch them fly their drooled face into the back of the seat.
It's like,
you know?
It's like, oh, look, they tied their own shoes today. Three loops per shoe, but look, they did it. You feel proud.
Right. Okay.
They accomplished something. I feel good today.
I'm with you on that, but...
Can you put it in my backpack, please?
Aaron, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Emma.
I know you guys did it before the show. Did you guys actually see the show?
Well, we're going to get into all of that, man.
Triumph the Insult Comic Dog?
We just watched the show in the back office because we ended up going inside. It was Ant and I, Rick, Ben... And our security, our personal security, Keith, the cop.
We got your entourage.
In his best Miami Vice wear.
Right.
Fan laughing.
We got to ask Keith what we can and can't say, because I don't want to get him in trouble with his job. But so we went into the show. We saw U2's performance. That was it.
Yeah, that's all we saw.
That's all we wanted to see.
The rest of the time was spent outside the... the place where you watch the show.
Right.
In the bar areas, the various bar areas. And that's where everyone is. The celebrities, they barely watch this thing. You know, there's the people that are nominated and stuff, they watch because they, you know, they might have to accept an award. But for the most part, everyone's outside drinking.
Yeah, the place was set up where you could just leave and there's just a huge bar and a huge hangout area.
There's a few bars.
Yeah, the downstairs bar no one was going to. We'll get into all the stories in a little bit. But that's what we were doing. We were just hanging. And we were doing what's called stick and move. We'd go to this area for a while, see what's going on. Okay, nothing's going on here. Let's go upstairs for a little while. Okay, nothing's going on here. Ooh, look who just passed us by. Ooh, he looks pissed. Ooh, wow, his new chick is really hot. Okay. All right, nothing else to see here. Let's go back downstairs to the bar.
That was good.
Hey, guys, one more thing.
Yes, Aaron.
You guys sounded great raw last night on Ron and Fez.
Well, we didn't even know that we were on.
But that was the best part of it.
All right. I hope it sounded okay.
It did.
Thanks, Aaron.
Later, guys.
All right. I just want to get through a few of these, and then we'll talk about what we saw during the show. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's go to John. John, what's up?
Yo, over there. Yo, what's up with Chris Walken? How many times did he say wow, wow, wow?
Wow, wow, wow.
I think we have that. Hold on a sec.
Wow. Wowie, wow, wow, wow.
Maybe, did you look like he was about to panic?
Huh?
I thought he was about to panic.
Yeah, he didn't say much up there.
I won't read your cue cards.
Hey, he walked by our position on the red carpet, and you got to hear what Lady Di and Marion said to him.
No way.
They're such...
Yeah, they offered him a Twinkie?
They are asses.
They were just out of their minds. Thanks, John.
You're doing great, Gordon.
All right, bro.
They were very starstruck, by the way. The retarded Laverne and Shirley, very starstruck, and they're not professional. They don't know how to do interviews, so all they're doing is yelling at these people. And the second a lot of these people got a little inkling to come over, they would look at them and run for their lives.
Right.
A lot of people were scared off and just giving them weird looks.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Guys, yesterday was brilliant.
Oh, that was
it was hilarious.
Fun.
You know, it was like the regular guy gets to go to the big party and retarded Laverne and Shirley. It was hilarious. Listen to you guys laugh so hard, and I was laughing. Might have been, you know, next to Mario Cantone. I think that's about as funny as you guys get. It was brilliant.
It was, besides it being a lot of fun, it was just cringe radio at its best for us because they were getting themselves into some crazy situations, and Ant and I just wanted to crawl away.
I honestly
we had nowhere to go. We had nowhere to go. We would bend our heads down. One time I ducked under the table when they were talking to Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Who are you? Who
are you?
I'm Dale Earnhardt Jr. Who?
Who? What do you do?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
I'm sorry I hear about your father.
That was beautiful.
It was hilarious. And I'm a publicity guy. In fact, I'm the guy you guys tooled around when I was trying to get Gutenberg on the air.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. You're right. They've got to just calm down. I mean, who do these people think they are? I think it's great. If I'd seen you guys and I was walking, I might have lost the client, but I would have brought him right over. I think you guys were Billy.
Yeah. It's just weird. I mean, just because you're a celebrity and you're a big name, that means you can't have a little fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, please. But it was brilliant. Keep it up, guys. You're getting better every day.
Thanks.
You know what I had to do when they were doing a lot of the interviews? We were standing up on chairs so we could see who was coming to alert the retarded Laverne and Shirley. All right, here's who's coming.
Right.
We were behind them and elevated.
Right.
Now, a lot of the people walking by couldn't tell the difference between the regular press area, which was crammed with different news organizations and whatnot, and our area. So they didn't know that the retarded Laverne and Shirley were with us. We're in the same area, but we're kind of back behind a table. So I actually took my mic flag off, the thing that has the radio station's calls on the mic, so they would not think I was with them. And as they're talking, I swear to God, I wasn't even looking at them talking to them. I wanted to distance myself
right
from these two retards talking to these people because it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was really embarrassing. Who are you? Who are you? Who's that? I like it. What are you wearing?
Mario Cantone. Hold on. Wow, this is going to be a party today.
I saw them, too.
The VMAs?
You watched? I was at the party last night.
Which one?
Oh, the big one.
yeah, that's the one you say.
You know, the big one.
The big one.
Well, there was a rap party for Sex and the City at Park last night on 10th Avenue. And then they tried to kick everybody out at 11:30. They were like, okay, the MTV party's coming and get out. Like, we're going to get out.
Right.
We're from Sex and the City. So me and my lovely friend Kim Cattrall and Darren Starr and all these people, we all went upstairs and they let us in, but they wouldn't let some people in.
Really?
They wouldn't let the executive producer, Michael Patrick King, who is the brain and the creative force behind that show. They pissed me off.
That hurts.
It was like, please. It was ridiculous.
They did that
to me in Sag Harbor. I just did a big benefit with Alec Baldwin. They wanted $45 for me to have a drink at the bar. I was like, suck my... And I turned around and walked away. And they came back to the motel. Oh, we can get you in. I was like, I don't care. I'm taking it personally. I'm staying home and watching myself on AJ Benza. So I canceled. So anyway, I went upstairs. And yeah, we went upstairs and we were at the party.
Mario.
What?
Sorry, but we just got
less about your great
of course,
view.
Oh, girls, 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 girls.
Timmy.
Why must I compete?
Look at now that Timmy's
Timmy.
Not.
Timmy from Survivor.
Timmy
from Survivor.
I want to play Twister.
Now that she's not famous, she's now flashing no problem. You notice that, Anthony?
Timmy's massaging me.
Timmy from Survivor.
Kimmy. She's from Survivor reality TV. Never watched the stuff.
How you been, Kimmy?
Survivor 2, Australia.
Survivor 2.
She wouldn't eat the meat.
Honey, I don't
care. She wouldn't eat the meat.
Well, that's what...
The occasional tube steak is acceptable.
But, Kimmy, you're very controversial.
How weird is it that Kimmy won't eat the meat, but Mario will?
Oh, of course I will. Get your balls out. Kimmy will eat the meat. That mouth could fit a D-train.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
The mouth is huge, but he can't say it's as wide as Minnie Mouse's heel.
Isn't that good though?
Yeah, it is good. So we know you eat the meat.
Wow.
Get your tube steak. Take a chop now.
Hey, we could have a little reality TV war today because we got Mike from Real World New York outside too.
Oh, really? Is he? I just went right back to him.
Yeah, and that's John Valby who has to leave in like 10 minutes.
John, where are you going, Johnny?
Long Island.
No, Johnny, come back. I knew I'd wait for you.
John, you know John Valby, Mary?
No, hi, John.
Dr. Dirty? You never heard of Dr.
I'm
Dirty?
I'm bad. I don't. I love Dr. Dirty.
And I'm a dirty girl.
You are. You sure are.
Can we see your boobs again?
Oh,
yeah, you didn't give us a good flashing through the window. We got the prison visit.
Is she really showing us her breasts?
Wow.
I just saw her breasts.
Yeah.
Lick your...
No.
Oh, I can't say that word.
Yeah, they get a little off.
Tell me, because I don't know the new rules.
Descriptive things.
All right, tell me. I can't say...
Mario, we are responsible broadcasters,
I'm
even
so
though 2020
sorry.
Downtown
I'm
doesn't
bad.
Think so.
I apologize. Right. It's me. It's not them. All I have the potty mouth.
All right. We got to take a break.
All right.
The listeners are going to kill us if we don't play the clips from the retired Laverne Shirley from yesterday.
Yes.
We were on the red carpet yesterday, Mario, and we did a whole show from there. And things started heating up as we had to go off the air yesterday, but we taped from 7 to 8 last night, and we got some priceless clips of celebrities.
Awesome.
See, look at how close we were to the red carpet. See?
Oh,
the
my
pictures.
Look at you. Who's that?
They're right.
I don't know.
Some big, scary black guy. I don't know who it was.
It's part of P. Diddy's posse. I just like the P. Diddy. I love saying that word, P. Diddy.
There are people like P. Diddy and J-Lo and Janet Jackson that have the hugest entourages. They just like, they walk, a bunch of people walk by, then you see them, and then a bunch more people walk by.
I wouldn't want to travel with all that luggage.
Yeah.
We have to talk about Anne Heche later, too. I got a list.
Oh, my God.
Other things, we got to talk about Michael Jackson. I'm going to see him Monday night. Liza Minnelli singing with him. I got a lot to talk about. Let's get to it. Take your break.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll definitely start playing the clips. They're going to kill us, Ant.
I'm telling you.
Also, the pictures are up on WNEW.com.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
The ONA show. Mario Cantone in the studio. He's playing Caroline's in New York Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Bunch of us are going to that show, Mario.
I'm so thrilled you're coming.
I promised you that. Hey, are you into the Sum 41?
Oh, I love the Sum 42. Is that them? How about me? I'm so bad with the white boy groups. I'm sorry.
Really?
Except for the Coldplay.
Yeah, you like
Coldplay. I love Coldplay.
This is Fat Lip from Sum 41. You like the Fat Lip?
I love the Fat Lip. Kimmy's got
the fat lips.
She has beautiful fat lips.
Kimmy, you look really horny. Are you all right?
When was the last time you had some of that?
You know what? Because the season just ended, so now I'm ready.
What, the F season?
No, the period season.
Oh!
The bleeding season just ended, okay. So I'm ready.
The time of the month?
You're ready to go.
I'm ready.
What kind of birth control are you using? You take the pill?
I also tricycline, just like every other girl.
Yeah, you take the pill?
Yes, I do.
Are you? Do you have a long-term boyfriend, or you just kind of play the field?
I'm dating.
You're dating?
I'm dating.
Do you consider yourself a sexually compulsive woman, or do you...
Oh.
That's
a She's a nympho,
term.
Man. Look at
you
her.
You like sex.
I definitely
well, I'm
do.
I'm glad you like
I
it, and I'm glad you admit it.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. As a woman, I do not deny.
She wanted to keep her virginity until she was 14, so she practiced.
No. She wanted to keep her virginity.
Okay.
And went, well, explain you so using the proper terminology.
Well, this is what happened. While all the other girls were beginning their sexual experiences, having sex, I decided to put it off. So instead, I just opened it up and said, ah. And, you know.
Right, so she
oh,
would.
You mean?
She would,
yes.
she would give sex.
She would give it that way instead of
I was orally
sex.
Enhancing. And turns out that increased my property value.
Yeah, wow. You know, we have to bring this up. Yeah. When Rolling Stone interviewed us, the guy from Rolling Stone, we were talking about our Boston days, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, Boston is a hilarious city when it comes to women and sex. There's a lot of women that go to the colleges in Boston, and they want to remain virgins. But they will give up the
balloon knot. The back door.
The guy from Rolling Stone swears by this.
Because they're still virgins.
Can I ask you when this article is coming out? This article?
We were in the hot issue that was out a couple weeks ago.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's great.
We're just a little blur, man. Hey, it's not even worth
Let me tell you something. It's only going to escalate for you, so get ready.
But we found that funny that the girls, they want to be virgins while they're in college, but they'll give up the back door.
Say that they're virgins still.
Jesus. Oh boy.
But the guy swears by us. We're like, come on, you're pulling our leg.
Well, you know, for a gay guy, that's breaking the cherry. So, you know, she's maybe a virgin in the front, but not in the back. Knock, knock, knock. Grab yourself a bite, your front door is shut tight.
That would be that would make it easier, I think, for the girl, because usually they go, oh, you know, I heard it. It hurts the first time. But after giving up first, it's like, hey, geez, this is like nothing, right?
It belongs here.
Let's go to a
clip. Let's play some of these clips.
Come on, I want to hear some of these clips.
The set up Anthony really fast.
Went to the VMAs last night, Video Music Awards, MTV.
I was at the party, the big one.
Yeah, lucky you.
I snuck in.
We didn't want to do the interviews ourselves because, quite frankly, getting blown off by these people by the red carpet would be very embarrassing.
Because they blow off everybody.
Yeah.
So who did your interviews?
The retarded Laverne and Shirley. Marion and Lady Di.
Show them a picture of the retarded Laverne and Shirley.
Retarded
did they dress
Laverne
up?
And Shirley.
We wanted to them to, but they didn't. The pictures are up on opieandanthony.com.
Yeah, wait till you get a load of these two. There's Marion.
I'm not with these people.
There's Marion, and there's Lady Di. And
they did the interviews for us.
Here's another little picture.
They look
Were
like
they drunk.
And they're not shy.
They look like the very, you know, suburban, short haircut, hockey mom kind of butch dykey kind of thing. But even though, obviously, they just
No, they're like yin-yang people or something.
They're yin-yang party, yeah.
Yin-yang party. That's
their saying, yin-yang party.
How about that perm? On Marion.
She looks good, though.
Everyone was commenting on her perm.
She's
must
a delight.
Be gay. So now, they obviously...
Oh, you die today. I'm gonna jump over and strangle you. All right, come on, let's get to the clips.
All right, good. They obviously have no experience at doing interviews. And not only that, it's not just like taking normal people with no experience. They are completely retarded.
Right.
They can't put together a thought. They can't shut up. They babble and babble.
Right.
And they don't know what they're talking about. They are retarded.
And, the action started heating up after we got off the air at 7, so this is what we taped after the show yesterday. It starts with Alicia Keys.
I saw her open for Maxwell. She was phenomenal. She's so talented.
Oh, yeah?
And she's an incredible live performer. It's much better than her CD.
Well,
she's really talented,
well,
this girl.
Well, we have an 18-second interview with
Alicia
Keys.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
I love her.
Here's Missy Elliott.
Hey, Alicia Keys, how you
Alicia
doing?
Alicia Keys, how you Hello? Doing? Come here, I want to ask you a couple questions.
The look on her face. They do a double or sometimes triple take looking back at them. Well, that's all we got.
We didn't really have
anything with her.
Well, we didn't have success with Alicia Keys.
That's because somebody called her Missy Elliott first. How do you confuse those two? No,
this
real, Missy Elliott wasn't going by
I'm
just
surprised
then.
They were going, Aliyah, you're back. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, well.
That's terrible.
They might have came on a little strong and scared off Alicia Keys.
Oh, you'll notice they scare off quite a few people.
So, all right, the next person that came down the red carpet is Little Mo. You know the Little Mo?
Little Mo.
You know, I have to say some of these rappers have some, I think they're very kind of gay names, like Nelly. Does he realize? Fabulous. Hello.
Fabulous.
Come on. Fabulous. Putting the word ghetto before it doesn't make a difference. And then Little Mo. I was called that many times in junior high school.
Oh, my God. Well, here's the Retard Laverne and Shirley with their 25-second interaction with Little Mo.
Okay,
hey,
Little Mo.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm Mary. That's Diane from the Opie Anthony Show. Hey, that's a nice outfit. It's a fat outfit. Where'd you get it? That's a nice outfit. Now, who do you want to win for best group?
Me.
Best new artist. Like,
me.
Okay. Okay.
She wants to win.
All right. Anybody else?
No.
You, okay. All right. Yeah, I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank
okay.
you. It's the best
All right.
luck.
Best luck.
All right. Holy God. Let him speak, Little Mo. Couldn't get a word at me.
That's a fat outfit. That's a fat outfit.
So's her perm.
These ladies have never met a celebrity before.
Yeah, they have no clue who these people are or anything.
Right.
They weren't nervous at all. They just went with it. It gets so much better. Look at all the people they had interactions with.
Okay, who are we seeing next?
All right, this is when Nate Dogg came by, and they thought they saw Cato Kaelin.
No way!
Yeah, yeah. Cato Kaelin, we should say, was not at the VMAs.
No.
But they thought they saw him in the middle of this Nate Dogg interview. This is actually a little longer. We got a little something out of Nate
Dogg.
Oh,
did we?
Yeah, this is the Retard Laverne Shirley. Check it out.
Excuse me, sir. What is your
Nate
name?
Nate Dogg. How are you?
Excuse me. What's your name? Nick.
Nate Dogg. How are you?
Nick. Hi, how you doing? Okay, that's a nice outfit. I got to ask you one question.
What
are you hoping to win? Best group?
Who's nominated for best group?
I have no idea. You tell me.
That's information I'm waiting to hear.
Okay, all right. That's a nice outfit, nice hat. Where'd you get it?
Nice sunglasses.
I had it made. One of my friends made it. Woody.
Okay, nice outfit. I wish you a lot of luck.
Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, all right. What do you sing? Hey, Cato Kaelin.
She just blows him off out of that.
She blows
off Nate Dogg because she thought she was on Cato.
Nate Dogg was still talking, and she just yells out, Cato Kaelin!
It doesn't get much bigger than Nate Dogg at the VMAs, and she's excited because she might have seen Cato Kaelin.
They make Joan and Melissa look like Barbara Walters and Hugh Darren.
Oh, yeah.
The best part, Ben was right next to them, and every time the interaction, we can't even call them interviews, ended, Ben would go, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I really have to apologize. I got to pop the picture up just so I could get the visual.
Oh, the visual.
The one doing most of the talking, the little blonde-haired troll.
Yeah.
And the one that's just like her yes man, the big one here, Lady Di, who I say should also use that as a verb.
Right. Okay.
Lady Di.
All right. You want to hear Will Ferrell?
Yeah. Yeah. That should be interesting. Yeah.
This is good. All right. Hit the tape.
Hey, Will Ferrell. Hey, yo. Hey, Will.
Will Ferrell from Saturday Night Live.
Hey, yo. Will Ferrell. How you doing?
All right,
I can ask you a question.
Come here.
Hey, nice shirt. Tic-tac-toe, buddy.
All right. How you doing?
Hey, nice strip. How you doing? Like the earrings.
Nice
He's goofing up.
Nice shirt.
Goofing on Mary.
Glad.
He took time out to goof on Marion. Nice glasses. That is so damn funny.
Yeah, Will Ferrell walks by and he's wearing this like checkered shirt kind of thing. Hey, nice shirt, take that toe. And Will Ferrell turns around, looks at Marion with those spectacles on. They are spectacles in spectacles.
Mario is speechless.
And he goes, nice glasses.
Now, wouldn't you rather hear this than Aunt Nye getting blown off?
Well, I don't think you would have been blown off.
We would have.
You're O&A.
I'd rather hear this, though. The funniest thing is that Marion is just screaming things.
What's up?
And Lady Di's just thinking she's at some kind of a dinner party or something. Hi, Will Ferrell. How are you? How are you? As he's just looking like they just crawled out of a spaceship. He's looking at them. Unfortunately, it is radio, and I cannot stress the fact that all these people, they would hear the screaming, turn their head, look at these two, and the response, the look on their face was just, oh my God, how did they get in here?
Yeah. And Mario, the publicist, none of them had a sense of humor. A lot of them started blowing us off because we don't want to be a part of this.
Trying to run block.
And we had the perfect spot on the red carpet. They had the rest of the media all corralled, crunched together, and we had wide open space. So we looked like we were a real special thing.
As much open space as you could have when retarded Laverne and Shirley are in.
Yeah, it looked like you had a special thing until they saw... Right. Mary and Edith over there. Edith from New Jersey.
You want to hear the interaction with the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, yeah. We got to do that one.
Oh, Backstreet Boys.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Backstreet Boys! Hey, Backstreet!
That's pretty much it.
Yo, Backstreet Boys! Hey, come here, guys!
Backstreet Boys!
Come here! We're from the Anthony Show.
Hi, guys!
Hi, Backstreet Boys!
What's up?
Hey, you're
hi!
Hi!
I can't believe I know their names.
What did she say was hanging out?
She is one of the girls that were walking with one of them.
He goes, hey, your boobs are hanging out.
I don't know if we have it, but at one point, Marion goes to one of the girls. You know the look with the hip huggers, with the underwear sticking out of the back?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you have the thong that goes above the hip huggers. So you can see it. Let's see. There you go. There's the look. Look at that. Right? Isn't that a hot look?
It's a very hot look. But that's the same thing with the kicking it with the homies with the boxes up the ass.
Right.
You know?
Right. So exactly. One of the ladies walks by with that look, and Marion goes, "Hey, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing."
Pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing. Pull up your pants.
Like she's doing him a favor. You got to watch yourself. Pull up your pants.
Can you see Joan Rivers going, what are you wearing, Joe Boxer? Your pants and your ass is hanging out. But Melissa, who do you have there? You got Nelly. Fabulous. Oh, your fabulous is so fabulous. Melissa, who do you have? Mother, fabulous. Fabulous. Everything's fabulous. No, I'm talking to fabulous.
Aren't
no, I have fabulous. You're fabulous. It's fabulous.
Aren't they awful?
Oh, God, they're the worst.
We hate them.
Melissa, who do you have? Nelly. I'm so Nelly right now.
You want to play a couple more before break?
Oh, hell yeah.
We have so many.
And I got the picture up right in front of me, so I'm almost there. I feel like I'm there. When I hear that Marion babble,
I feel
a lot of these, a lot of these are, the celebrities walking by us really fast. But there is some of these where they actually interviewed them for a while.
Yeah.
This is the group 741, right? Some 41, of course. Okay.
741!
Because they say that.
Hey, come here.
All right,
741!
Oh, okay.
Hi!
Wait, because they say... Yeah, I'm like, what's... Okay. 741!
Excuse me, 741,
come here.
All right, 741!
Hi!
Hey, you look like Spike!
We love your hair! We love that hairdo! Beautiful.
Dude, did you see that?
Hey, yo, come here. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. You look like Spike. You know, your hair's absolute gel.
Okay.
What happened to your gel? You need to move. Hey, yo, you need to shave.
Yo. He's just criticizing.
You need to shave. Is she spitting on them as she's talking? I want to know.
Absolutely.
You need to shave.
She has a tongue like one of the big tongues you see at the supermarket. Sticking out of her mouth, and she's got that lisp where she can't even talk. I got full of a kind of brain. This is her. We were goofing on her one day, and she goes, "I have sort of a kind of a brain." She was trying to say,
"I got sort of a kind of a brain. I got sort of a kind of a brain.
I got sort of a kind of a brain."
All right, you need to fire them in no time flat.
We love them.
You need to get rid of them. This is just, I can't believe this is. But this is like a psychedelic trip. With a little bit of Quaalude mixed in. It's very strange.
I'll tell you this much. We entertain everyone that works for MTV. Everyone
they loved it. They were all standing there watching. They were standing there watching, just laughing at these two.
All right, as we move forward, it's the band O-Town.
O-Town, come here. I want to ask you a couple questions. We're from the Opie and the Anthony Show.
Hi, how are you?
What's up? Hi.
How are you doing?
I have a couple questions. Who do you want to win besides you guys?
We're not up for anything tonight.
Okay, what are you up for? We're not up for nothing?
No.
You don't sing?
Visiting. We're here to watch a free concert.
We're from the Anthony Show.
I'm here to watch the VMA's free concert. That's what it is. It's a combination of all the best artists of the year, our biggest artists of the year.
Okay.
You know what? I like, I don't know who's up really, but I like Incubus Drive's new album, new video a lot.
Who's the guy standing behind you?
This is Dan, my friend Dan. This is my friend Ashley.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
Hi, how are you? Stupid friggin' lady duck. Hi, how are you? Hi.
The next one is Brian McFadden.
Yes. Brian McFadden from MTV.
New York will remember him as Altar Boy on Kane's old night show.
Yeah, when you watch him on MTV and you see it's Brian McFadden around the country, you just know him as Brian McFadden. Here, he was the sidekick of Kane.
Right.
Before Kane got cabbie.
But he wasn't really allowed to talk on that show. They kept his mic really low.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him talk, and he really had zero to add to Kane's show. Zero. And then he got picked up by MTV. God bless him. What the hell do you know? But we would not let him get away with being called his real name. We told the retarded Laverne and Shirley to just refer to him as Altar Boy, his
radio name. And here
we go.
Hey,
Altar Boy. Hey, you tool. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. How you been? Who do you... Hey, you're a tool.
My radio days. That's
hey,
awesome.
Hey, you're a tool. Hey, who do you want to win?
Who do I want to win?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
How's Kane doing,
Michael Jackson.
Love you guys.
When are you going to have some talent?
This is too funny. What's up, man?
From the Opie and Anthony show.
We're
from the Opie and Anthony show.
I remember that.
Hey, what happened to your hair? What happened to yours? Same thing happened to yours.
All right, I'm Drain.
That is too friggin' much.
I am Mario.
Hey, Tool. Hey, you Tool.
Mario, we have another 30 of these.
Well, to be continued on page 69.
Hey, you Tool. When are you going to get some talent?
Hey, you Tool. You're Tool.
Tool, yeah. Calling people Tool. That's great.
We
definitely have to take a break. We're just getting started. On the way, we have Will Ferrell walking by the second
again.
Time. Dale Earnhardt Jr., which is just, oh my God.
Yeah.
Fatboy Slim, and up next, Ja Rule.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, sorry, Ray.
Yes.
Can you play that one more time?
Please, yes. Yeah, you know, so
that is
we might
so
want to
funny.
Do that one more time.
Just play it into break.
Hey, you're Tool. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. How you been? Who do you? Hey, you're a Tool.
My radio days. That's
hey,
awesome.
Hey, you're a Tool. Hey, who do you want to win?
Who do I want to win?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
How's Kane doing,
Michael Jackson.
Love you guys.
When are you going to have some talent?
That's too funny. What's up, man?
Hey, we're from the Opie and Anthony show.
We're
from the Opie and Anthony show.
I don't remember that.
Hey, what happened to your hair? What happened to yours? Same thing happened to yours.
OP and for me. 1027 WNEW.
NEW.
Back with the O&A show. Mario, you got to be into the Alien Ant Farm.
I love the Alien what?
Alien Ant Farm.
I love them.
Smooth
but,
Criminal?
You know, but the Michael Jackson original is pretty great. Well, I'm going to see him Monday night.
Oh, yeah?
And guess who's performing with him?
Who?
Liza Minnelli.
What the hell is she doing?
That conversation must have been like, Liza, I want to do a medley of You Are Not Alone into Over the Rainbow. And she's like, I don't sing my mother's songs. It tears me up. But please... for me. Okay, I'll do it for you, Michael. And she's going to get up and be like, you are not alone. Stuck in other words. Call me on the phone. Leave a message at the tone. You are not alone. Can I call you on the phone?
I thought she was in the hospital.
Liza? No, she's doing really well. She's
is
lost
she?
Weight. She looks great. She's going to be
she's like
Harry
the new,
jury.
She's like the new Liz Taylor to look at as far as
yeah,
the weight gain
I
and
know.
The weight loss and
you know,
the
I bet she loses it again, though. She goes up and down. Call me on the phone.
alone. Blazer, those aren't the words. You are not alone. Blazer, stop. Call me on the phone. Leave a message at the tone. I am all alone. Blazer, those aren't the words. I don't really care. Fix my pretty hair. All right.
Also in the studio, we got Kimmy from Survivor 2.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Di wants in here.
Hi,
Lady.
Lucy, I'm home.
Oh, Jesus.
I heard everything you said.
What?
Mary Cantone,
lady,
I love you.
I love
and John
you,
Dalby, by the way, I love you too.
So, Lady Di, what's up? You had a good time yesterday?
We had a great time yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a wonderful time yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, whenever you want to call us, go ahead and call us. We'll do the same thing over again. Whatever you want to do.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
You added a lot to the show.
Thank you, Lady Di.
I thought I told you to shut up.
Hey, Paul, what's good? Paul was hanging out with us on the red carpet yesterday. Paul, what's up?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm kind of feeling bad that Lady Di is listening because I just wanted to call in and make fun of them so bad.
They don't mind. Go ahead.
Do what you got to do.
Seriously. No, I mean, they're nice people, but even the celebrities, they're like the big ones. Who are you? Who are you? Yo. They were calling like City High. Yo, Cisco, come here.
Oh, Cisco.
All right, Paul, thank you.
All right, thank you.
We're moving a mile
Cisco,
a minute here.
Can I ask you, Cisco's kind of Cisco.
Really?
I don't know. Cisco's a little... Cisco is such a... I don't want to get into it.
And he sings the thong song?
Oh, please. You can... I can't. I shouldn't even say anything. Let's shut up.
We got to play clips of the retired Laverne Shirley. Let's get back to some more of these clips, all right?
This is funny.
Anthony, the setup once again. We're playing the clips from... we did the whole show from the VMAs.
From the red carpet, and we had the retarded Laverne and Shirley, Lady cool. Di and Marion, doing the interviews for us in their inimitable retard style.
And this is all stuff you didn't hear because the action heated up after we got off the air yesterday. Mm-hmm. So here they are interviewing or interacting with Ja Rule.
Funny, man.
Who are you?
Hi,
Michelle. I'm Marion. That's Diane.
Okay.
Okay. What do you want to win?
And Vita.
You guys. New artist.
That's okay. It. Okay. That's you know, we on a come up. I'm a new artist. Grinding, trying to prove my point to the world. Uh-huh. And
how old are you?
You know us ladies don't tell
our
age.
Oh, why not?
You're young anyway.
Where'd you get the outfit? I like it.
Actually, it's a design for me. Uh-huh. Except the shoes, you know.
I'd like to get an outfit like that.
Yeah.
Show off my figure a little bit.
I'll look that gem and I can help you out.
Okay, very good.
I just wanted to let y'all know that I'm working on my album. It's almost finished. It's titled La Dolce Vita. And it's coming real soon. It should be out in January or February.
Right. We'll be looking for it.
Your baby got fat. That's right.
Baby's petite. I don't got that much fat.
We can see. Okay. You're good. You look good. We're from the Opie and Anthony show.
Thanks.
All right. Wish you luck.
These people look like a friend of us. Everyone. Like,
oh, my God.
Celebrities over here.
Who were they talking to? Who was that?
It was Vita. Ja Rule was with her, but didn't really speak
Vita?
Up. Yeah. New artist.
Vita. You know who Vita was? Vita was Joan Crawford's daughter at Mildred Pierce.
Vitamin to Benjamin.
Vita. I'd rather cut off my hands than hit you like that. Vita!
The girl that...
Vita, let go of me!
The girl didn't have an ounce of fat on her.
I think she meant to say baby got back.
Yeah,
but she goes
like,
baby got fat. Baby got fat. That's
then,
fat.
And she was nice back. She's like, I don't remember the kind of...
I don't have much fat on.
Vita.
This girl's going to go home and stick her finger down her throat.
I know. It just turned her into an anorexic.
I love what you said. I want to prove my point to the world. And your point is?
And what about talking about her outfit? I need an outfit
Lady Di. I need an outfit like that to show off my figure. She has an ass like a Lego. I swear to God. We were looking at the back view of both of them. Yeah. We were looking at back view of both of them. They were wearing these smart slacks. You know, kind of one of those little outfits. And Lady Di's ass is square. She has a Lego square ass.
Let's put it this way. She has one of those asses that she has to wear a belt so you know where the butt begins.
Yeah. It just goes, there is no
so the Lego
curve
being just
spine.
Like a lot of bumps there too? Is that no, what you're
well,
saying?
Well, I didn't look that close and the pants were a little loose. Yeah. But no, then it could be the Rubik's Cube ass.
Right.
Whatever square object you want to put in there.
Because Legos have those ridges.
Right.
All right.
So that represents the
cellulite
imagery of what you were talking
too.
About. You know, it was good imagery. It really was.
We got to get through a few more of these because on the way is Dale Earnhardt Jr., which is priceless.
There we go.
But first, here's the retired Laverne Shirley as Fatboy Slim walks by.
Hi,
Hey, fat boy.
Hey, who?
Fat boy.
Hey, fat boy. Yang Yang Party. Can I party with you guys?
Can I party with you guys?
Party with you guys. Hey, what are you doing later, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like they would go, hey, you buddy. Get her. Look, I just walked the red carpet. I came in the door. I know I got to get to my backstage area, but I got to tell you something. I saw a chick on the red carpet to my left that wants to party with me. You got to get her name because I need to party with this effing troll.
The sad part is they're dead serious.
I know.
That's the funny part about it. Yeah, these girls hung out. They hung out since the early 80s. They've been friends forever, like Laverne and Shirley. And the battle cry used to be, Yin Yang Party, because I guess people told them they were like yin and yang. They would always be together. So they would all go around back in the early 80s to the turtle races at various pubs. That was their exciting nights out. And say, Yin Yang Party, and drink. So now they're trying to bring it back, I guess. Yelling it to celebrities.
Maybe right. One of them will pick it up, right?
Right. Right. Yo, man, Yin Yang Party.
Yin Yang Party.
Could you imagine that? You start seeing it show up on award shows.
It's gonna stick. Yo, Yin Yang Party.
Yo, Carson Daly, you know. Yin Yang Party, dude. You know?
TRL, Yin Yang Party. Yo, man, first I'd like to thank God, Yin Yang Party.
You know?
All right. Hey, this was a nobody VIP walking the red carpet.
Who is that? Hey, yo, guys, how are you?
Hi.
How are you?
Nobody.
You guys don't look like nobody. Then how come you guys get VIP?
She's just bashing people for having better passes than she had.
MTV people walked by. They had to yell at everybody that walked by them.
Hey, MTV!
What about yesterday? We had they interview the woman that was vacuuming the red carpet before everybody walked on. And she's like, you gotta change the vacuum bags. It's not working. She's giving her household hints on how to vacuum the red carpet.
Oh, I cannot.
Oh, we
you need vacuum bags.
Wait, we do have
that. Where's that, Eureka?
We had that clip from yesterday, Anthony.
We are now listening to the sounds of the vacuum that is cleaning the red carpet here at the VMAs. And Opie horrified. Listen to that, Opie.
Opie hates vacuum.
That is the very vacuum that is cleaning the carpet here, folks. How exciting is this? Vacuum lady, what kind of vacuum are you using? What kind of vacuum? Miss, what kind of vacuum are you using?
It doesn't work well. It looks like you need a new vacuum.
Yeah, I agree.
Look at it. I mean, it looks really bad. You need a new vacuum cleaner. Like they gotta get you a new vacuum cleaner.
Like she needs
this. Hey, did they ever use it?
She's trying to do a job.
Picking up anything. She needs a new vacuum.
Lady Di, talk to the vacuum lady.
She does need a new vacuum.
And she went way on the other side of the carpet too. She's gotta come back though.
She's vacuuming concrete to
an old bag.
When you're done, you gotta change the bag. The bag will rip. They're flying all over the place.
Could he use your? Maybe she could use your pad to soak up the dirt with.
Marion, tell her you prefer the Hoover.
Marion,
tell her you prefer the Hoover.
Yeah.
I like Eureka.
She's ad-libbing. Wow.
She's not good with the prompting.
Yeah.
She wants to follow her own path.
Tell her the Hoover.
There's Eureka. I like the Eureka.
We really thought we were going to have to help these two ladies along because we didn't know. And we realized very early on, just let them go.
I hope she was really using good. A wet vac for all the spit that was flying out of Marion's mouth.
We have to move on fast here. Will Farrell passing by again. It's the retired Laverne Shirley.
Hey, check the Czech guy. Pick that song. Are you a Polak? Love those pants. What do you buy them at the bargain basement?
Are you a Polak?
The best interviewers ever.
Are they?
This is great.
Will Farrell walks by again with a very colorful Czech design shirt, and she goes, hey, tic-tac-toe, what's up? Are you a Polak?
That's nice. The girls,
interviewing questions.
The girls are smart.
Yeah.
They're really intel.
Are you a Polak?
All right.
Who's next?
Two more before we take a break. And it really heats up after the break. Linkin Park, what they asked them. They had an actual interview with them and tech from the real world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot still to come. But this is Andy Dick.
Andy Dick! Hey, Andy News Radio!
Come on, Andy!
Hey, Andy! Andy, come here. I want to interview you.
You guys, come on. Interview you.
Who's the the hot chick with Andy Dick?
News Radio.
You mean the beard?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just
going to
say that.
Whoa, that is a
nice.
What happened to Paulie Shore?
What? Andy Dick walked in with a tall, leggy blonde that he just had no interest in whatsoever.
Let me tell you something. He should just shut up and be gay. Because he's a tortured, unhappy, suicidal, talented, successful man, and he's miserable.
Yeah.
And it'll at least take a little heat off of him. Just shut up and go for the crotch. Shut up!
You know what? If you're a gay guy and you want to walk in with a chick to make people think you're not gay, at least walk in with a girl that looks like real women.
Yeah.
They walk in with, oh, he's got the supermodel. They go way over to the other end. And pull out these...
It's ridiculous. It's
cyber hot chicks.
He's ridiculous. Don't get me started. Him and Anne Heche, that other one. Don't get me started with her.
All right, we got to take a break.
All right.
Well, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is next.
All right.
There was interaction between the retired Laverne Shirley and Dale Earnhardt Jr., Janet Jackson, Linkin Park, Tech on the way.
Is there another
Mick Jagger
bump in with Will Ferrell?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And also...
OP, Anthony, 1027, WNEW, and EW. And gentlemen, from Late Night with Conan O'Brien, it's Triumph, the Insult Comic Dog.
How you doing? How you doing, everybody? How's it going? Hello, MTV! All right, I'm here to talk to you all about the Viewer's Choice nominees, yes? Wonderful groups like Destiny's Child and NSYNC. You know, I'm a very big fan of NSYNC. But then again, I eat my own crap. I kid NSYNC. I kid. Right, Carson? Look who's with me. Carson Daly. Unbelievable. He's the biggest playboy here. He stooped more bitches than anyone in this room. Carson Daly, so studly, so handsome, so frigging dull. How do you score, man? You must be hung like a great babe. What am I doing talking to you? J-Lo. J-Lo. Please. J-Lo, please. Let me sniff your butt. Come on. J-Lo.
Yeah, that's my highlight from last night.
J-Lo.
That was my favorite part of the whole show, right there.
So
J-Lo pushed him away.
She was like, not. Nah,
she was pissed.
She's not having
she
that.
She has quite a sense of humor about herself, doesn't she, Lo J?
You know that that dog's a puppet, by the way. I saw the guy carrying it around.
Yeah,
it's just a puppet.
Yeah. Robert Smigel.
Right, Robert. Yeah. I saw it. It was dead. Without his hand in it, doesn't even move.
Doesn't move, huh?
Is that who's doing the voice? He's brilliant.
That's a great bit.
Really,
I love that.
The Comedy Central show... oh, God, what is it called?
TV Funhouse.
God, it's so funny. It's great.
Yes.
It's sick. Mm-hmm.
I should tell people we're back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Mike from the Real World New York is in the house.
Is he?
Hi,
yo.
Hello, Mike.
All right, we got to get to the Dale Earnhardt Jr. thing.
All right.
Everyone's clapping. Stinky, you like this one?
Marion, Lady Di on the red carpet yesterday at the VMAs, doing all the interviews in there. Babbling style.
This was cringe radio at its best. We didn't know where we could hide, Anthony.
When Dale Earnhardt died a few months back, you saw Dale Earnhardt Jr. everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone knows who Dale Earnhardt Jr. is for the most part. And
he walks up to where we're hanging, and I'm thinking to myself, holy S, it's Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
And, well, retired Laverne Shirley, here we go.
Hey, who are you? We'd like to do an interview with you. Interview with you. Who are you?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Who's that?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Dale Earnhardt? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't look like him. I'm sorry about your dad and everything.
Sorry about your dad.
Yeah. You know, so how you doing since, are you running, winning any races?
Yeah,
okay, all right. I don't watch,
You got it.
I don't watch car racing.
Dale enjoys
Yeah. And we are. Good, nice of you. Nice jacket. Nice pantsuit.
Pantsuit.
I haven't heard that. Pantsuit. My mother is 64. We gotta get you a new pantsuit.
A pantsuit. Nice pantsuit. You don't look like him.
And she didn't know what to say. She's like going, oh, so how have you been since... Oh, can't go there. How are you doing that whole thing with your...
You win any races?
Win any races since you...
That is just awful.
Well, at least you have a mother.
You don't look like him.
Hey, Uncle John.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, after hearing that clip, I will gladly donate the silver to Meltdown to make bullets to have those two killed.
No, yeah, I think that's all it takes.
They are comedy gold, my friend.
Oh, man, that is awesome.
Radio gold, I should say.
Later, guys.
All right. Dale Earnhardt Jr. wished he had his car to drive away from them or over them at lightning fast speed.
Or into a wall.
Oh, God.
Janet Jackson walking by, Anthony.
Hey, Janet!
Hey, Janet Jackson! Hi!
Hey, Janet!
Hi, Janet!
All right! Hey, Janet! Will Farrell! Yay!
Hey, how are you?
Hey! Girl with the checkered shirt. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, checkers!
Checkers!
Hey, checkers.
These are some of the most riveting interviews I've heard.
Aren't they retarded?
Well, let me explain something to you. They were not coming over to us, no matter what.
Yep.
If it was just A and I, they were not coming over. They were too cool to come over and talk to anybody. So
I would have come over.
So this
over.
Is I would have came over.
Again, who am I?
I did come over.
You did come over.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah. You did, see? And look, and you're here today.
All right. The Linkin Park is pretty good.
All right.
We got something out of Linkin Park, right?
Mark, how are you?
Come here.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How
are
you doing?
I'm Mary.
Anthony show.
How are you?
We want to know something tonight.
Sure.
You guys are a new band, right? You just started out?
We've been a band for like 5 years.
5 years? Okay, now who do you want to win best male and female?
Jennifer Lopez for best female. Is she nominated?
Yeah, she's nominated. She's here.
Yeah, I'm in love with her.
And you guys want best group?
Best, we don't want to win.
All right, best new artist.
Best new artist should be the Gorillaz. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And what are you guys wearing?
I'm wearing Boss and Armani.
You guys look good. You look really good.
This is my own stuff. I designed my own clothes.
You look like nice boys.
I like the piercing.
You guys have been a band for 5 years?
Yeah.
What do you like? Sing rock, pop, what? Vocal, what? Like
Rock.
Rock. What do you like playing? Bars, clubs, what?
We used to play clubs. Now we play parks.
Where at? Like what bars?
We play Linkin Parks all over the place. Bar.
Oh, okay. You guys on tour like Garden, Radio City Music Hall, anywhere?
Yeah, we're playing tonight at the show, and we're going to go to Europe for 3 weeks, come back and do Family Values Tour.
Oh, okay. We'll have to look. Do you have a website or something?
www.linkinpark.com.
All right, well, let's check your website out. All right, thank you, guys. Good luck, guys.
What a concise interview.
Oh, that was probing.
Wasn't that a good interview?
They're probably the hottest rock act in the country right now. What bars do you play?
What are you guys, a pop? You pop in? Or
are you rock, pop vocal? What? Like they're going through.
And I like you. Use look good.
Use with
an
ass. Nice boys. They're nice boys.
Use boys look nice.
Yeah. Use boys look nice. Go to opieandanthony.com to see the pictures of these two interviewing all the celebrities.
That's amazing.
Oh, I bet Marion's husband wishes he was riding on Dale Earnhardt's hood. Right? That poor bastard.
You look good.
All right.
You look good.
The next one is Tech from Real World Hawaii, right?
Yeah, Hawaii.
Yeah. And he's now a big star on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tech, how are you?
We're from the Opie and Anthony show. How you doing?
All right, so how you doing? The
okay,
West
good.
Opie and Anthony?
Yeah, that's Opie and Anthony. You know, 102.7?
Oh, okay. All right, I know
Anthony
now.
Show. Okay. How you doing? Cool outfit. Where'd you get
nice
it?
Nice outfit.
Thank you.
Very
so,
cool.
So you on the spot reporters, huh?
I like the hairdo.
Thank you.
That's a nice outfit.
Yo, that's fly, bro.
Hey,
bro.
That's so fly,
buddy.
Wait. Are you all going in?
No, we wish you were. Wait, can you get us in?
Yeah,
can
no,
you
I can't get y'all in.
Why
no.
not?
Cause, just a ticket?
Because I don't know y'all.
We're at the parties.
I'm Lady Don, that's me.
We're at the parties.
Gonna be, you have to get in there and you have to get hit on the
like
two-way.
Where?
You got a two-way?
Yeah,
we have cell phones.
Yeah.
No. Cell phones are obsolete nowadays.
No, that's old school.
Okay. You got to get a two-way. See, what's going to happen is once everybody decides where the party is, they're going to two-way each other, and then you get the two-way, and then you know.
Hey, two-way, I only go one way.
Without us?
What I'm gonna do is, y'all wait right here until the show is over, right?
Okay.
And then after that, I'm gonna come back and let y'all know where the party is, all right?
All right. Well,
let me get a babysitter first. What's your name? Marianne.
My name is Diana.
All right, y'all take it.
Tech was loving them.
Yo, that's fly.
I'm called yo,
him.
Yo,
she called him bro.
I was waiting for the yin yang parties.
Yeah, I know. Yin yang party, bro. Yo, that's fly, bro.
Fly, bro.
The whitest woman on the face of the earth.
Going yo.
Yo.
Wow.
I just popped the picture up again so I could take a look with her paisley pants.
Yo. Is that a yo-yo?
What about at the end? She's going yabba dabba doo yo.
All right. The next interaction, there's not much to it, but the funny part about it is Mark Wahlberg was in right near our section, and Carrot Top was right near our section. They wanted to talk to Carrot Top.
They start yelling for Carrot Top.
You know what happened? Mark Wahlberg.
I love the Marky.
He just reached the end of the media pit that was to our right, and he's just ready to cross in front of our area.
Right.
So we're waiting and going, okay, this will be great. He's going to walk right in front. Lady Diane Marion, boom, get him. The second he starts moving, they see Carrot Top, and they start yelling, Carrot Top.
It's like Mark Wahlberg. There he goes. Yeah. Bye-bye.
He's got a movie that comes out today. But I saw Mark Wahlberg's face. It looked exactly like when he first saw the gorilla walking around and riding horseback in Planet of the Apes.
I love Mark Wahlberg. He's incredibly talented. And how could they go for Carrot Top over Marky Marky?
Well, let's check it out.
Where?
Up in Anthony Radio Show.
Have you been on our show?
No, I've not been on your show. Right? Yes, I have been on.
With Jim Norton.
Hey, man.
Jim Norton?
How you guys doing?
You know Jim Norton?
Yeah.
You know Jim
Hurry up, because NSYNC's coming. I only have a minute. NSYNC's on their way. Hurry.
Ask him something, Marion.
Who do you want to win?
How would I want to win? I'm Destiny's stepchild, so.
Destiny's stepchild.
Yeah,
how much money you get for 18?
What award would you like to win? Not enough, because I'm here.
Not enough. Yeah, well, you're still here, though.
I'm here, yeah.
You're here. We're out here. We want to win.
Yeah, right.
Any way you can get
us. The only thing separating us is a piece of cloth, so really, we're gone.
You still do stand-up comedy?
Oh, absolutely. Everywhere. Everywhere they pay me. I'm a whore. I didn't tell you that. I haven't done Caroline's in a while, but I play anywhere they... I don't play there much. I'm on the road.
Like where? Okay. What about
like anywhere
Jersey?
You name a city, I'm in
a... What about New Jersey?
New Jersey, yeah.
Do you know
everybody,
Jim Norton?
No. Hey, Jim Norton. Yeah, right on.
Jim Norton, there
you go. Do you like Andrew Dice Clay? Do you like Andrew
Dice Clay? I love Dice Clay.
Go away. What about Jay Moore?
Jay Moore?
Yeah, love Jay Moore.
Enough of that. All right, obviously not much there, but the whole time Ant and I are freaking because Mark Wahlberg's right there.
Yeah, and they're talking to the likes
of
Carrot Top.
Stop talking to Carrot Top. Try to get something going with Mark Wahlberg.
I like that Marion asked him about the AT&T commercial or the 1-800-COLLECT or whatever the hell commercial
he's doing.
How
much money do you make for that?
Which just spells a hoo-ah.
Oh, he said it. If I were Carrot Top, I would not leave the house.
I know. I couldn't just the worst hack prop comic.
But he's got an AT&T account. That's good.
They like him.
The America loves him.
All right. We got two more to get to before break and before we have to say goodbye to Marion.
I have to go. I've got things to do.
I guess, what is this, Rick, when a whole bunch of people start walking by really
people
fast?
People are going by pretty quick. Nobody's stopping to talk to them, obviously.
No one's stopping at anyone, though, at this point, because now it's getting close.
And they're just...
I think NSYNC is in here, right? They walked right by us?
They could have been around that section. It could have been it.
Well, this clip is labeled Various Yelling.
Hey, it's Gwen.
Okay.
Hi, Gwen.
I'm a faggot.
Hey, Gwen Stefani! Hey, Gwen!
She looked at them.
Where's Chris? It's Chris. Chris Walken. Christopher Chris Walken. Hi. Hey, Jay Moore loves you. Jay Moore really loves you, aren't you?
Yes. I love Christopher.
Andrew Dice Clay loves him, too.
All right, I'm drained.
Yeah.
The 80th time.
So funny.
Hey, Christopher Walken, Jay Moore loves you. Well, I got a time today, boys.
Gwen did look hot, man.
I saw her last night at a party.
She looks good.
Great.
Yeah.
She looked beautiful, yeah.
Gorgeous.
And I saw Gina Gershon last night, who I went to college with.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, bam.
I went to college with her. I did shows with her in college.
Bam.
And she's like, we were in Boston together. I said, we went to college together, Gina.
Yeah. We were teasing each other. I said, what are you doing? I said, Sex in the City. I'm doing Caroline's. Oh, I said, you should come. You're in New York. You didn't come see me at Cabaret. I'm like, I saw it once, and I don't want to see it with you. After seeing Natasha Richardson,
little catty.
I'm not going to come see you sing Candor and Ebb. My good is sitting alone in your room. All right, I got to go. You guys, thank you. I love you guys, and I have the best
thank
time
you.
With you.
Thanks,
I really
Mario.
Do. And,
Mario,
and Mike, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure
good luck with
you.
Your career. You're a good-looking young man. You should go far, but where's thanks. The talent? Goodbye.
Right. There he goes. Mario Caioli shows. There you go.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right.
Take it easy, Mario.
Hey, before we take a break, another
yes.
clip of the retired Laverne Shirley as they interviewed the big names at the VMAs last night.
Who is this that we have now?
The Bon Jovi, which is, you know what? It would be great to tease this and make people wait, but it's good.
Yeah, we just have Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora walking by.
Right.
Lady Di and Marion now, this is their music. You know?
Huge
they
Bon Jovi
are the
fans.
Hugest Bon Jovi fans. So they really like had a hemorrhage. They freaked out
right
when they walked by. And you could tell they were very excited.
All right.
Oh my
Richie.
God!
We love you!
Richie Sambora!
Sambora! We love you!
Richie! Bon Jovi!
Love you,
Ken! A halfway there! Oh! Living on a prayer!
It's my life!
It's my life!
It's my life!
It's my life! It's now or never!
Oh. They need a record deal really bad.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow.
Play it again. Play it again.
That was so good.
Oh, you could tell they were genuinely excited.
Play it again?
Yeah,
play
just
again.
Listen to the way they scream.
Oh, my Richie. God!
I'll talk to John Bon Jovi and make it look like an accident.
Too funny.
Shop hoping, the rabbit. He brought us here.
I was hoping those guys would call the show tonight.
Classic. Oh, they lost their mind. You heard Mary just, oh, my God. All right. That's a great one.
Quick break. We're going to finish up the clips right after commercials. On the way, a little bit with Mick Jagger. Not much, but it's still pretty interesting. We got a good story to tell with that. Tommy Hilfiger. When you hear what they said to him, you're going to fall out of your chair. Destiny's Child, Carson Daly, Kelly Ripa, Sway from
yes.
MTV News, yo.
Mm-hmm, yo.
And Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Check out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now.
And we're back with the O&A show. Thanks for checking us out today. One of the highlights for me last night was when Ben introduced Fatboy Slim to Busta Rhymes.
Yes, what a moment.
That was really, really cool when we were hanging in the downstairs bar with all the homies. And they were smoking their blunts.
And it was getting cloudy in that room.
It was getting cloudy.
It was getting cloudy.
Yeah.
Yin Yang Party. Yeah. And of course, the new style. Oh, all the hip hop guys wearing now. For some reason, you wear your football jersey. Now, it might sound like everyone does this. No. The hip-hop guys, you got to wear it backwards so the name is on your chest now.
We saw it last night. I don't know.
I thought the new style was make him believe you can't dribble a basketball.
Yeah.
It flies off the stage.
This all style is a pantsuit.
All right, let's get to the rest of the clips from the retired Laverne and Shirley.
All right, what are we up to now?
Well, we're up to Mick Jagger, Anthony.
Mick Jagger, of course. Legendary singer of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Needless to say.
And, well, there's not much here, unfortunately. But Mick Jagger made his way, you know, through the red carpet. He wasn't talking to anyone. And then something caught his attention.
Ben actually was yelling out that he wanted Mick to come over and talk about his new album. Now, somebody talking about their new album, sure, they want to do that. They want to push it. So he starts making his way over to the microphones. And then he sees the retarded Laverne and Shirley and a look of horror in his face. And then he runs off. He was coming over.
I mean, he got close enough because Norton and I both shook his hand, and I finally got the microphone right, and then he goes, "Net!" And he saw the tone.
Was that before or after you told him he dropped something?
That was after. But
the running gag that was going on the whole night. Yeah, Norton is standing right by the carpet, and everyone that passed by, he would go, "You dropped something," and then turn his head real quick so they wouldn't know where it came from. But they would all stop. They're looking around behind them. And then they look at the crowd, you know, a few people that were in our compound, and they're like, "Yeah, smart ass." They get all pissed. But every one of them fell for it. Drop something, and you turn your head. Try it out on the streets. It works great.
It's a great gag.
There was some rapper, some whole posse. They got the whole crew. There was like six of them.
Yeah, looking. They're all looking around. You drop something. Norton was pulling that gag on everybody. It worked like a charm.
Once again, all the publicists having no sense of humor. Nah. Don't know how to have fun whatsoever. I'm surprised Jim Norton hasn't called the show to give his observations from yesterday, but that's okay. All right, here's... I think if you listen closely, you might get to hear Mick Jagger say "No Way" or something.
Hey, Mick Jagger! We're about to have your new album. Come here, we want to talk to you, please. Oh my God,
hey, Mick
Jagger,
what's up?
How are you?
Hey, we want to ask you something.
Oh man, Mick Jagger came over, took one look at them, and then bolted.
I just shook one of my favorite artists of all time.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, we've been so close.
So close.
Oh, that would have been the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, you heard him like, no.
Well, they were like, you have him.
Mick Jagger, how are ya? Shut up.
The other thing about Mick was no publicist was telling Mick what to do. I mean, he wouldn't, you know,
he was
doing whatever he wanted
right.
to do, and he almost came over.
Yeah.
That was so close, and we're like, come on. Oh.
Yeah, because a retarded Laverne and Shirley meeting Mick Jagger moment would have just been... killer.
Anthony, this is one of my faves. The designer, Tommy Hilfiger. He's not one of my faves. This interview is, though. Check it out.
Tommy Hilfiger.
I want to ask you a question. Who do you think is going to win? Who do you want to win tonight?
I'm not sure. Well, I'll decide after I watch them perform.
I know you're a designer. Do you think a lot of people are wearing your clothes?
All right.
Okay. We wear your clothes.
No, you don't.
Get a nice suit on, Tommy.
Of course he does. One of the top designers ever.
I gotta
hear this again, because there's three things. You think people are wearing your
wearing
clothes?
Wearing your clothes? I mean, Tommy Hilfiger.
Top designer. We wear your clothes.
No, they don't.
And you have a nice suit on.
Of course he's Tommy Hilfiger.
This is worth hearing again.
Jackass.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Hey, how are you?
I want to ask you a question. Who do you think is going to win? Who do you want to win tonight?
I'm not sure. Well, I'll decide after I watch them perform.
I know you're a designer. Do you think a lot of people are wearing your clothes?
I hope so.
All right. Okay.
We wear your clothes.
No, you don't.
Get a nice suit on, Tommy.
Jackass.
And they called him Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy Hilfiger. How are you? That's a nice suit. How are you? Tommy, how are you? Shut the F up. If I hear that, how are you? One more friggin' time out of her. How are you? Awful.
All right, the next one is Jason Sehorn.
This is some good stuff.
This is good. Hey, Jason, how are you?
How are you?
How's your wife?
She's beautiful.
Good, good. Hey, how's the team doing this year? What do you think you're going to do?
Tuesday morning.
How's the season so far?
Monday is the first game, so we're going to find out Tuesday morning.
All right.
What's that?
Guess I'm done for a while.
You hope so.
I wish you luck this year.
Thank you. I'm a Giants fan. Tell Jim Fossil we said hello.
Say something. We're Giants and Jet fans. We're from Jersey. That's why. We're from Jersey.
Hey, come back. We were all just having fun.
Yeah, he just ran off at that point. It was over.
With the Giants and Jet fans.
Oh, you idiots.
It's like that clip of That moment in Spinal Tap when they're playing the Air Force Base and the guy goes, I'm a real big fan of your music. Well, not yours per se, the whole genre.
Right.
Yeah,
like... All right, this is a little quick interaction with Destiny's Child.
Hey, I don't think you're ready for Destiny's Child. Destiny, I don't think you're ready. Hi.
She's on some kind of drugs.
I don't think you're ready
for Destiny Child.
Oh my God.
I don't think you're ready.
Oh yes. Oh my God. I'm exhausted from laughing.
Too much.
It's awful.
This next clip of Montel Williams is funny.
This is when I ran to the bathroom and missed you too. I'm so freaking pissed at that.
But it's just really funny because then she gets all belligerent after he blows her off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't stop. You know, Montel is just walking. He's not talking to anybody.
He should stop. There's not much going on there.
Yeah, I know.
With his little career.
Hey, Montel, come here.
Montel,
I'm going to ask you a question. Come here.
Come
here.
Montel.
I like your, hey, I watched your talk show. Thanks a lot for dissing me. I'm not watching it ever again.
You retard.
See? Thank you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boogaloo.
I'm not watching his show ever again.
This guy's got millions.
Again, if I
hope you die of cancer.
Yeah, let me go to another
that
movie.
Famous line.
The King of Comedy.
King of Comedy.
When Jerry Lewis is walking down the street and the woman asks if he could talk on the payphone with
and say
her
how,
sick son or brother
and
or something.
How she's a big fan.
I'm a huge fan, Jerry. Could you just say hi on the phone? Could you just say hi? My brother's sick in the hospital. Jerry, I love you. Could you say hi? And he walks away and goes, no, I don't have time. You should die of cancer. I hope you get cancer. She yells at him.
Yeah, let's hear that again. The first part.
Hey, Montel, come here.
Montel,
Come here.
Come on, Montel.
I like your, hey, I watched your talk show. Thanks a lot for dissing me. I'm not watching it ever again.
You're pretty tough. For dissing me.
For dissing.
Thank you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boogaloo.
I'm not watching
this
show ever again.
I'm not watching this one. Thanks for this one.
Just a spit factory.
I missed when Carson Daly walked by. This was all, I guess, when I was taking the leak, huh?
Not much. He blew her up.
Not much?
Hey, Carson!
Carson!
How are you, buddy?
Hey!
There's Norton.
Hey, Carson,
yeah, yeah.
I didn't think we had audio of Norton playing the game.
And he got
that
him.
Just, that
and
just
he got Carson.
He got him good.
Carson stopped, turned around. He's looking around and he made that you dick face and walked and kept walking.
Hey, Carson!
Carson!
How are you, buddy?
Hey! Hey, Carson, your shoes on tight. Your sneakers are on tight. Tie them. Before you trip and fall.
Nice shirt.
Oh my God!
We're almost at the end here. Our old friend Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel
from the Man Show, Anthony.
He was walking by with Carson, and Carson kept walking, and Jimmy Kimmel stopped for a little while when he realized.
Hey, we're putting on the Anthony Show.
Hey, how's everything?
Hey, Jimmy, we're from the Old Anthony Show. How you doing?
Oh, hi, returning correspondents.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Good. I'm good. I'm not.
Hey, how you doing? Who are you?
I'm just a fan of the retarded. Just wanted to stop.
Yeah, we've heard of you. I want to jump on a trampoline, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, she knows. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, I got to go.
I know.
Nice to meet you, retarded.
You too.
Folks.
Bye.
All right.
Jim, bye.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, right after you left, you too.
Jesus, man. I want to jump on the trampoline.
I can jump on the trampoline.
Oh, man,
first,
please.
First time a woman put a hole in a trampoline.
Eesh.
All right.
And now retards on trampolines.
Hey, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Here's when Kelly Ripa walked by. We only have a couple more.
Ripa. Hey.
Hey, Kelly,
oh.
Hi. How's the baby?
Hey, Kelly, how's the baby?
What are you doing?
Hey, with Laverne and Shirley.
Come here, we want to see you.
With Laverne and Shirley. Remember Opie and Anthony?
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah.
She knows.
Hey, remember Jay Moore?
The opening
and
Anthony show.
Hey, Kelly, I like all my children.
Hey, Ben.
All right, Ben Stiller. No. Hey, Kelly.
Ben Stiller.
Hey, Kelly, his shoes aren't tied.
Okay.
They started seeing that Norton was getting a response with the drop something, so that was their whole gag. Your shoes aren't tied.
Your shoes aren't tied.
They said that to one of the hip-hop guys, and the guy's like, yo, that's the style now.
Yeah, that was the funny part, was they kept trying to pull that gag, and then one of the hip-hop guys walked past, and he did have his shoes untied. And they go, your shoes are untied.
You're
going
to fall on trip. Yeah. Jim Norton.
What's up, guys? How are you?
That's happening. That was hysterical, the you drop something gag.
Yeah, I heard. I didn't hear on the air. I was just actually on the computer, and somebody said that they were talking about it. I got that from Florentine originally, and it's always funny.
Always funny.
It's never not fun. My only regret was that we didn't do it to Mick Jagger, because what would have been better than to just make a relic turn around and look for something?
Are you recuperating or what?
Yeah, I didn't do much, man. I just did a couple of spots last night afterwards, and that was it. I didn't go in, obviously, because I had shows to do.
Well, great job. You kept us very entertained with your gags.
Yeah, somebody told me that they were playing it on Ron and Fez or something, and that I was filthy. I kept cursing, and I forgot we were being taped.
Yeah, well, the thing was, we were being taped to edit it down today, but Ron and Fez like popped us up a couple of times during the night. And at one point, I think you had no clue. You were on the air. You said, I just hope there's a shooting tonight. I hope someone gets shot tonight.
Yeah, I remember saying that. I think I said it to Ben.
You did.
Yeah, I was very pleased thinking about that.
Yeah, I bet.
But as they told me that, I'm running through my head. I'm like, did I say anything really awful about somebody? You know, or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. You start thinking, what the hell did I say?
Yeah, we all checked ourselves when we found out they were potting us up. Oh, no.
I almost called you at 3:30 in the morning last night.
Oh.
Just to panic. Like, you know, I hope I didn't trash somebody like that I shouldn't have or, you know.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
All right. You know how you panic because I have a big mouth and I'm a little person. Those things never go together.
It's all good.
All right, man.
All right, man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys.
All right. Thanks for everything yesterday.
No, please. Thanks for getting me in there. I never would have got in there on my own.
Yeah. Cool.
Later, bud.
All right, man.
Take it easy.
Notting.
Who else is left now?
Just three. We got Sway from MTV. Oh, two. Sway from MTV News.
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
Hey, who are you, Sway?
I'm fine.
Sway.
Just don't call me Ray.
Okay. Okay. Opie and Anthony show.
Hey,
we're nutcases of the show.
Okay. You didn't
hey, nice hat.
Yeah,
nice
you
hat.
Beautiful.
Nice bandana.
Richard knows something I created back at home. Yeah. Do you like the colors? I'm trying to...
Yeah, I like
clothing line?
Yeah, hey, that's
actually,
I like that.
Temple.
Hey, I like your outfit. Where'd you get it? Yeah, I like your outfit.
I got this from the wardrobe of MTV.
But you know, your shoes aren't tired. You gotta check your shoes.
No, that's the style.
Shoes? Yeah, but you gotta watch your own trip. You gotta watch your own trip and fall.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that. That way, you know, you'll make it on trailer if you trip and fall.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for talking.
Good luck.
Thank you for talking.
It's like I could care less. There's more celebrities to interview.
Thank you for talking.
All right, and finally, Andrew Cuomo.
How are you?
Hold on. Stay. We gotta explain who Andrew Cuomo is.
And who was he bringing in?
He was with Russell Simmons.
Okay, he was with Russell Simmons.
Right.
Andrew Cuomo, son of Mario Cuomo, used to be the governor of our fine state of New York. Liberal-ass sea sucker. Almost ruined the whole state. Mr. Welfare. Oh, sorry. I was editorializing.
And, this is his son.
Yeah, that was his son.
I'm exhausted. Just play this.
The clip. Russell Simmons.
How are you doing? Are you Mario Cuomo's son?
Yes, that's what they
call me. Who are you?
Nice to see you.
You're Andrew Cuomo? Are you running for something besides the door? I know that.
And he then ran for the door.
You know, I love those two. That's it.
Yeah,
that's about 50 clips we just played from last night after we went off the air.
Hey, nah. Can we hear 17 one more time?
Which one's 17? Oh, the old. It's all right. It's Brian McFadden, who's now on MTV. And
he used to be altar boy on a station here in New York on K-Rock.
He was a sidekick and really didn't add much to the show, and they didn't even pot his mic up that much.
Yeah.
And then he changed his name back to whatever.
To Brian McFadden. And now everybody that watches MTV around the country knows him as Brian McFadden. But if you're from New York, you know him as Little Altar Boy.
Right.
And we decided to just have the retarded Laverne and Shirley just refer to him as Altar Boy.
Hey, Altar Boy.
Hey, you're tall. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. How you been? Good boy. Who are you? Hey, you're a tool.
This is my radio days. That's awesome.
Hey, you're a tool. Hey, who do you want to win?
Who do I want to win?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
How's Kane doing,
Michael
huh?
Jackson. Kane doing.
I love you guys.
When are you going to have some talent?
You guys
are too funny. We're for the Old Bean Anthony show. We're for the Old Bean Anthony show.
No, I don't remember that.
Hey, what happened to your hair?
What happened to your hair?
Hey, what happened to yours? Same thing happened to yours.
You know what she was doing there, which is really funny? She does this every time. If someone insults her, she can do nothing but say the exact same thing back to the person. So she goes, what happened to your hair? And he looks and he goes, what happened to your hair? Because she's got that wacky perm. So then she has to go again and go, well, what happened to your hair? Like, she doesn't know what to do.
You know, there's something in there that we haven't even talked about. Ben asked Altar Boy if he remembers getting in a fight with us.
Oh, right.
And he may believe he didn't remember, but we...
At the Hard Rock.
He said to us, he goes, oh, I love you guys. I'm like, that's funny. We almost got in a fight 3 years ago. And he's like, oh, I don't remember that.
We almost had a huge fight with...
because he mouthed off.
Altar Boy and Kane.
He was walking out. I said something to him. I don't even remember what it is now. Something I think questioning his masculinity.
Yeah, you called him a faggot.
Like I called him a faggot as he's walking out of the Hard Rock, and he stops and turns around, and then we all started laughing. I go, what are you going to do? Where are you even? Keep walking out that door. And he did. But I guess he didn't remember that now that he's Brian McFadden.
Blocked it out.
All right.
Hey, Toll.
We'll be back with the Opie and Anthony show. Stay there.